Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
Oh, I want to take this time, and I mean this sincerely. This comes from me and everybody involved, but I want to thank everybody for supporting the movie Grandma's Boy.
Our tinted tickets are stolen us. The punch bowl has been spiked on today. One of you jive time turkeys put some ecstasy in it. And now our beloved social studies teacher is out on the dance floor in a man diaper doing a cha-cha slide. Also, if you get shot with an arrow on this holiday, that is not Cupid. There's a hobo with a crossbow out in the parking lot. Thinking teachers are students.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
I don't want to do the show.
Thank you.
Hear that?
Yes, sir.
There's not a soggy patch on there. It's all the way around. Okay? Can you hear that? On the balcony, you can hear that, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's intact. Right in front of your very eyes, I have a wedge.
Oh, thank God.
Of a beautiful apple pie. And the flavour? The flavour's amazing.
Show begins, right? Sound of Music! Falco! Who doesn't love Falco? You like Falco, Mike? Never went deep into the catalog, huh? Kind of lost interest around the point of what? Rock Me Amadeus? Yeah. Well, boy oh boy, do you have the treasure trove waiting for you, my friend. Tonight! On the best show, speaking of AP Mike, this is truly upsetting. We are going to debut his new song. It's a song called Mike on Broadway. And that is enough to scare me. But if that wasn't enough to scare me, it's 10 minutes long. Did not know that when I committed to playing it. Assumed it was one of these 2-minute wonders. But no, he went. The one time I say, yeah, let's play it, is the time he goes for it. Suddenly he's Iron Butterfly up in this show now. It's his Inagata DeVita, suddenly. Got to play that for 10 minutes. And that will happen later in the show. We can also talk about other things like maybe the 50 angriest people ever, because that was a topic we were starting to explore and then did not finish. So why don't we get more into that, huh? We can talk about that. So many more things. The phone number 201-332-3484. If you want to be a part of the show now is when you call. And you get lined up. Couple lines are open, lock it in, and then you will be a part of the best show. So let's, without further ado, take a look into the future and see what the best show can bring. Did you know that tonight is a magical night here in New Jersey? It's mid August already. Oh my God. How did that happen? But it is. And now we celebrate it. We celebrate the summer. And we begin the best show the way only the best show can begin. With the best show opening theme. You all know it, so get ready and let's talk about what we got to talk about. And we'll hear a little bit of this AP Mike song coming up when God help me with that. But let's start the show. Special time. Best show. What's going on tonight here on the best show? It's me, Tom, host of the program. I'm here doing it once again. We're rolling here, right? We got the recorders going, Martine. You're good with that? Before we get to the good stuff. I tell you. Tonight, we got a good show for you tonight. AP Mike, his masterwork tonight. Tonight his masterwork will debut. Mike on Broadway. 10 minutes. God knows what this is going to be. We're playing the old theme. Why? Because I hit the wrong button. That's why. Old theme's as good as a new theme, and it's just a little different. So, we just heard from Purple Mountains. The record, the David Berman album that came out last month. And, yeah, it's a super sad record. It's a record I hadn't even made my whole way through yet because I was wanting to hear it in its entirety. So I poked around on it a little bit, didn't hear the whole thing. Was waiting to take it all in at once. And then he died last week. He killed himself, and it's just the saddest thing. It's so sad, and I can't even put words to it. It's just tortured souls, and you can only hope they can find the peace that they are looking for while they're alive. That's what you hope for tortured souls. Find the peace so that you can keep on living, because people want you to keep on living. So, if you're a tortured soul, you feel like you're up against it, just tell somebody. It creates such a such a gaping hole when people go away when they didn't have to. So that song is That's Just the Way I Feel, and the whole album is just the saddest thing ever. And yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore about it, but it's it's very sad, and it's a tragedy every way you look at it. So yeah, rest in peace, David Berman. And that's just, I don't even know what to do. It's literally the saddest record I've ever heard. Yeah, why don't we? So tonight it's Mike is here, right? Mike's here. Dudio, you here? Is he out there, Mike? No Dudio. Pat, where's Dudio? No Pat. It's Martine. Martine, the mastermind of the whole operation. Seldom seen, always felt. His hand is on the best show, like the invisible hand that moves the world itself. He designed the whole infrastructure of this thing, and he's the best. And Martine, thank you for coming tonight. You're the greatest. There would be no best show if it wasn't for Martine. Not joking. He makes the whole thing happen. He built the thing. The thing. He built the thing. So, yeah. So they're here. And Mike brought with him his own song. I'm going to play a little. I got to just check. All right. We should just hear some of this. So I want to get a little taste. I'm just get a little taste of it. Should I start it at the beginning? All right. And who did you record this with? Jess Elsner?
And Pat Byrne helped.
Jess is very talented. And you've worked with Jess before? On the Michael Perry. Yes, Jess is very, very talented, and you're lucky to have such a collaborator, Mike. You don't deserve talent like that. You're the weak link. I didn't even hear it yet, and I know you're the weak link.
Everyone has a love-hate
relationship. Okay. Everyone has a love-hate. Did you ever hear Hollywood Handbook, Mike? Few episodes. Not your thing, though, is it? You'll never believe this, Mike. They've got this producer on their show, right? And they start doing this impression of him. What do you think the impression sounds like, Mike? It's like they're going, no, because the one guy is Hayes, you know Hayes? He's like, I was doing the other day, like he has a voice like that, kind of like, the other day I was talking to Chef Kevin, and he was like, hey, I want to go to... You're doing your voice, Mike. They're doing my voice of your voice. No, it's not the universal producer voice. Hey, if somebody can pull me the clip from the Martha Kelly episode of them literally acknowledging that it's them doing you, I would appreciate it. Who can send me a file of that, please? Listeners, anyone? Hey, it's me, Chef Kevin. And Jess is at... @JessElsener on Twitter. Jest Radio, right? @JESSELSENER. Yes.
Hey. You know, a lot of people say,
whatever you're doing on this dumb thing. All right, let me hear another second of it.
Relationship with their hometown. It's just part of growing up.
Okay. Ugh. We'll listen to the whole thing straight through. I'm going to poke through it early. Like, I might not even play this whole thing. I don't like the cut of this song's jib so far. Would you say this is your masterwork, Mike? It's just the latest. All right. Because people are wondering, if Michael Perry was your Good Vibrations, is this your Heroes and Villains? Over at apmike.bandcamp.com. Now, this thing won't be available there, will it? Oh, after the show. That's the most gross thing I've ever heard. Apparently, I'm a part of some promo campaign. Oh,
after the show, it'll be available.
Oh, so I'm lucky. Well, thank you, Mike. I'm lucky to get this sneak peek at a song that would have just sat there on your dumb site if I didn't start plugging it. This guy makes so much money on this show. Headshots. Used books. Yeah, you probably ran out of them. Can you imagine the trash people were getting on those last couple packages? Because he was literally selling his used books to everybody.
Yeah, it's the book club.
Book club. That's a new one. The book club. God knows where those books are coming from. Someone said that they got a rat. They opened the thing, and it was supposed to be two books, but it was one book and one rat. Is that true, Mike? A bonus. Oh, so the rat, you didn't charge them extra, though, so they made off like a bandit on that. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Who's this?
This is Avalanche Bob, Bob 33, Robert Cribby, Robbie Cribby, Superport Stormman, Dr. Cool, and Texas Bob Williams.
How all right, Dr. Cool, hold the line for one second. Let me just say one thing. Hey, Mike, it's you and Martine, right? No Dudio, no Pat tonight. This is what I want you and Martine to do. I want you two to live it up. You pick the, don't just order this pizza. You pick a good thing, you order some good food. You guys want lobster, you get lobster. You send them a message, Mike.
All right,
hold on, Dr. Cool. I'm still, what's that? Your work, good. You work on it. You want to get a sushi chef to come in here? Start making some sushi in front of you? You do that.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
All right. Avalanche Bob, how are you?
Yeah. I am rocking all the time, you know that. I think what I'm here for, my music, that's it. And that's it, you know, and I'm just keeping going. And I'm trying to get a Red Bull commercial, but I got somebody trying to get it for me, and they haven't had a commercial, the same commercial forever. And I'm sure that my commercial is great because, and I, they should be honored. I wrote it for them.
Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you can advertise, do a Red Bull commercial.
Yeah.
That'd be very exciting.
And, I can see it now. This would be so great. This guy, the super border snowboard, rocking across the sky, red smoke coming out of the board, singing Rock On with Red Bull.
Rock On with Red Bull.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it happens. I hope it happens.
Yeah, it looks it's pretty good, Tom. People love it. Would you want to hear it?
Would I want to hear your Red Bull commercial?
Yeah, I did one for you once more, but...
Sure. You know what? Let me just say, first of all, though, I want to hear your Red Bull commercial. I want to say this program does not endorse Red Bull. We are not making money off of this Red Bull commercial you're about to hear. This
I'm going to change the name.
This is just a perform... Okay, you're going to change the name.
I'm going to call it Bed Bull.
Bed Bull. So if
okay.
you... Yeah, so Bed Bull. We do not endorse Bed Bull. This
or
is
Red
not,
Bull.
Or this, it's not a commercial, so don't think I'm not making any money off this. I already, I'm losing. I got this. Avalanche Bob's going to make a pile of money on this. I'm not going to get a nickel from it.
Oh, you're going to get money, and you're helping me all the way, man.
I know how it goes. I know how it goes. You're going to be like, oh, I left my wallet at home. Then suddenly it's going to be that.
Yeah,
it's going to
be like
on this AP Mike on Broadway thing. You think I'm going to see a nickel of that?
Tom.
All right, you go ahead.
You
go ahead.
You've been my inspiration, man.
Yeah, well, that's sweet of you to say, Avalanche Bob.
Go ahead.
The floor is yours.
Okay, here we go. Red Bull. Bull! Rock on your boards, rock on with Red Bull, rock on with Red Bull, rock on this. A Yodel Punkin board is rocking with Red Bull. Yodel Punkin board is digging on. Yeah! Red Bull's cool, Super Porters are cool. Red Bull's hot and Super Porters are hot. Come on, people, rock on with Red Bull, rock on with Red Bull, give it on your guy. Yeah, rock on your board, rock on with Red Bull, rock on with Red Bull, rock on this. A Yodel Punkin board is digging on Red Bull. Yodel Punkin board, rock a diddy, yodel diddy, yodel rock a diddy, rock a diddy, ripping on this. Don't be a drip. Drop a Red Bull on your lips. Red Bull on your lips.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people love it, Tom.
Might be your best song yet.
I think I'm close to getting it, and I think people are getting interested, and people are calling me Red Bull about it, you know?
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
My friend.
Fingers
crossed. You want to hear a little Yodel Punkin?
What's that?
Want to hear a little Yodel Punkin?
Sure, I'd like to hear a little Yodel Punkin.
Did the Punkin did a lady get a yo? Did the Punkin did a rock on the snow? Everybody thinking that they're never gonna stop to exist in the age of the Super World Rock. Rockin' nigga, punkin' nigga, you and they Dane, and they're rockin' out there with my snowboard queen, shaking them the bottom, they're taking to the top, this is the age of the snowboard rock. Come on, people, don't you ever stop, this is the age of the super rockin' nigga, 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 superboard rock.
Superboard rock. That might be my favorite one. That might
be Tom,
my favorite.
Yeah, Tom, Owen's getting done with the movie in September. And we'll be doing shows and rocking out there, man. And,
Owen, what? Who's Owen?
Owen is working on a movie.
That you're in?
I have a little part.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. I look forward to this movie.
Hey, Tom, thanks for everything, and rock on!
Oh, thank you, Avalanche Bob.
Bye.
Bye. One of the rare evenings we didn't hear his television in the background. As he watched Blue Bloods. As he stepped away from his... All right, let me hear more of this. Get the nightmare over with.
But when I was 4, my family moved from Bayonne to Howell, where I grew up. In case you don't have a map handy, Howell is just south of Freehold. a town made famous by one of New Jersey's favorite sons, Bruce
Hornsby, Coburn, McCulloch, Willis, Dern. I'm trying to guess which Bruce it was. Bruce Wayne? Bruce Wayne. No, he's not real. Is he back on the line again? Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Jessica from Ithaca.
Jessica from Ithaca. What's up tonight, Jessica?
Not much. I have an angry guy I'd like to put on the list.
That's right. Let's hear for the 50 angriest people of all time. Who do you have?
John Taffer.
John Taffer would have to make the list. You know John Taffer, host of Bar Rescue.
And Marriage Rescue.
And Marriage Rescue, the guy who screams in your face. And he goes into your bar. They clearly are telling him when to go in. They must have, because if you knew Bar Rescue was coming, are you putting on a show for how bad your bar is? Because he walks in. They clearly know he's coming because it's the worst that they've ever done anything. And he comes in and he goes, "This is disgusting. Look at these. Look at the lines on this tap. These are filthy." And then he goes back. He always goes back to the cooler and he finds some like meat left out in just a tub. "Look at this. You leave this meat out like this? You want everybody to get sick?
This is fiberglass.
This is disgusting. You want everybody to get sick? Is that what you want? I'm shutting this down." And then he shuts it down. And then he has then the owner comes the next day, always, and it's just like, because the owner is just like, "I don't care what you say. I'm not changing anything." Or like a chef will yell at him.
Or like he's too drunk to talk.
Yeah. And then they have to drag him out. Shut it down. Get him out of here. And the next day they come back and they're like, they're all lined up as this guy who clearly thinks he's in the military somehow. And he walks in front of them as if he's General Patton in front of the workers at Fred's Pub or whatever it is. And then he paces back and forth and he picks the one employee that is like the hardworking employee who just can't do 10 jobs at once. He'll be like, "Janet, are you fed up with Fred?" "Yes, I am, Mr. Taffer." Taffer, Mr. Taffer. And then Fred will say, "I'm so sorry. I'll do better. I promise I'm going to do better. I'm not going to drink at work. I'm going to do better." And then he's like, "Great, let's bring in a mixologist." Then they immediately complicate everything at the bar, making a drink that's way too hard for anybody to make. They bring in a chef who just ultimately is presenting some version of a hamburger for them to make.
Sometimes deconstructed.
Yeah, it's just like, and then he changes the name of the bar to Touchdowns because people in that town like football. So the name of the bar is always changed to Touchdowns or the End Zone or the Goalposts. And then he brings in like a karaoke machine that he pulls out. If you read online, that stuff gets pulled out. Half that stuff gets pulled out after a month that they bring. Half that stuff gets pulled out after a month. We put in a karaoke system.
The subscription ends, you know?
yeah. We got to carry, like, and they always bring the people back in. They turn them around. Everybody turn around and they count of three. You'll see the new name of the bar. Whoa. Then they go in. "We're going to check the new place out. Whoa, look at this." Yeah, admire it while it lasts. They're taking it with them. They're taking that karaoke machine with them. Then you go online and read about the places. Half of them change their name back. Like within 2 months, they change their name back. And then Then they go. They either go out of business or just go right back to the way they used to be. This guy's not saving any place. He's not saving anywhere.
But they were on TV.
But they were on TV, getting humiliated by a guy who screamed at everybody. Because you know how everybody in the world knows problems can generally be fixed in 48 hours, right? We all know.
Well, yeah.
If there's a
especially
major...
Especially deep-seated, like alcoholism.
Sure, you can fix diseases.
A failing marriage.
Because let's just say it's a disease plus a failing business plus like two family members who don't get along, who have lost their both of their life savings to this money pit.
Well, you see, most rescues aren't about a bar. They're about a family.
That's true. Why am I yawning? I'm not even remotely tired. Jake Taffer, 22. He makes 22 on the list, Jessica.
Oh, I actually got one more for the list, actually, Roger Waters?
I get it. I get why he would be on the list. I'm going to think about Roger. I'm going to put him on the. I'm going to put him in this other.
Put him on the reserves.
I'm going to put him over here next to. Which name did I write here? Miller, Myler. Who? What did it? Who was I writing on this alternate list? I don't know. I'm going to just put Roger. I'm going to write it neater this time. Yeah, Mike. You know who would usually be writing this stuff down? Dudio or Pat, right? Yeah. No, that's fine, though. They're both busy little beavers tonight. I hope you guys dig it. I hope they know they're going to miss their lobster. What did you end up ordering, Mike? Asian fusion. Good for you. How much was the total? Oh, under 100. Weesh, I didn't mean to go that far. Yikes. I thought the guy... Good for him, though. Good for him. He earned it. I'm also looking online. Perry Schall is losing his marbles. Apparently Mike scrubbed his signature from some artwork. Come on, Mike. That's low class. You did? You removed his signature from it? Well, you figured it out somehow. Did you put your own signature on it? I tell you, this whole thing's falling apart here. Pat and Dudio aren't here. Mike's here, but he's ordering Asian fusion. And then
give him an inch.
Yeah. Then Martine is here. And then Mike is erasing Perry Schall's signature from artwork. And he wants me to play a 10-minute song that I'm apparently lucky to play. Apparently, I'm lucky. Where are you going to give it to? A different show? Where are you going to give it? Where are you going to take it to? How did this get made? Who's going to play this, Mike? What other show? What are you going to take it to? You going to take it over to Evan Funk Davies' show on WFMU? Oh, you had some feelers out. Some feelers.
Watch out, he might go to Hollywood Handbook with his
thing. Oh, yeah, go to Hollywood Handbook with it, Mike. Why don't you call Sean and Hayes? Let them debut it. Well, you're eating your Asian fusion. I want to see what you got. I thought
making all this money.
Jessica, this is what I thought. I thought Mike was, I was like, Mike, you get whatever you want. I thought he'd get an extra topping on the pizza or something. You know what I mean? Asian fusion. When I said lobster, it was like I meant like pepperoni on your pizza. But he goes, he pulls the trigger on some Asian fusion. Yikes.
Oof. Sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy. This is a guy who's usually happy eating Skittles. He's usually happy with a handful of Skittles. Now, so,
like
suddenly,
Asian fusion, you're trying to like entertain some out of town people or something with that.
What, you got a business meeting out there? Business a business dinner going? You gonna write that off? I tell you, Everybody's unrecognizable. I go away for a couple weeks to come back. New dynamic. Well, Jessica, at least you're the same and I'm the same, right? We don't change.
Yeah, I'm still the same.
I'm glad to hear it. All right. I will say goodnight to you, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Goodnight.
Bye. Best show. Hi.
Hi, this is John from Elgin.
John from Hilton? Who's this? John from Hilton?
Jonah from Elgin, like Jonah and the whale.
Jonah from Elgin. You're from Elgin?
Elgin, Illinois. Yeah, it's a suburb of Chicago.
Okay, well, no one knows that, though.
Sorry.
Elgin.
Yeah.
Am I doing the show from the south side? Is the best show located on the south side of Chicago? Then no, you can't just say Elgin as if I know what that is. It's a worldwide show, Jonah. It's a worldwide show, buddy. I don't know where Elgin is. Oh, it's outside of Chicago. Oh, I'm sure it is. But I don't know that. Why would you assume I knew that?
I apologize, Tom.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right, Elgin. So, Elgin, what did you want to talk to me about tonight?
I have some names for the topic.
The topic being the angriest people ever.
Yes.
What do you got?
I got a ringer, Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight. Now, he's too much of a douche. He's not purely angry. I don't want to put him on. He's gross.
What about Sam Kinison?
He's gross, too. Is this how you roll out there in Elgin? Well, your name is not... You're Elgin from Elgin?
No, my name's Jonah, like in the way.
Jonah, that's right. Your name is Jonah from Elgin.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jonah, you guys like Sam Kinison and Bobby Knight out there, huh? You're kind of guys. Is that how you roll out there in Elgin?
Bobby was just next door in Indiana.
Great. Next door. Yeah. You mean a state over?
Closer than Jersey, I guess. I will say, though, that Mike did an excellent job screening the call. I was playing the radio show, and he made sure I shut it off before I got on the show. So shout out to Mike.
Yeah, shout out to Mike doing his job. Yeah. Is this really where we find ourselves?
Now, we have stolen, I should point out for all the people that didn't like Tom Sharpling when he was on the show.
And
our...
you also won't like for the list, too, if you want to round it out.
Wait, say that again now?
I have a third one to round out the list.
Sure,
Roseanne Barr?
No, I'm not putting her on the list.
All right, no.
Anybody Roseanne Barr? Roseanne Barr? Remember Jay Leno would always be like, anybody hear about Roseanne Barr? Roseanne Barr! Man, I got your number, don't I, Jonah?
Well, Tom, you're incredibly funny.
Oh, you're sweet to say that, Jonah.
The show is exactly what you always say it is. It's a total ice pack on the head all the time. I look forward to it every week, so yeah. Thank you.
That's right. What, you want to come on here and listen to political talk? We hear me talk about Jeff Sessions. Is that what I'm supposed to come on here and talk about? So I'm supposed to talk about Scaramouche? Nobody wants to hear that. You get that anywhere. Yeah, you go watch Trevor Noah if you want that. That's You're actually what I Tom. Say with that. That actually, his name, for me, it's Trevor, Noah. That's what I say. Trevor, ? No. Boy, this guy likes me. You really like me, don't you, Elgin?
Yes. You're my favorite. Best comedy of ever.
So I could cut. If I went out to the suburbs out there, outside of Chicago, I could hang with you?
That would be my dream.
Where would we go? Where would describe our dream date.
Well, we'd have to drive into the city, and we'd probably go, my uncle's in from out of town. I just took him to see, the new Tarantino movie at 70 millimeter music box. So we'd probably, I'd see if there's anything nice playing at one of the repertory theaters. Then we'd go to one of the great vegetarian restaurants, probably.
Okay.
And then there's some really good bookstores. Got to hit up Reckless. That'd probably be it.
Then you'd throw me out, huh?
I'd hang out as long as you want. Your time is precious, Tom. I don't waste your time.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I can't crash at your place, though? Sleeping bag on the floor? If I crash at your place, I get your bed, you take the couch, right? And your uncle's
on
the floor.
Yeah.
Your uncle's on the floor. Assuming he's still around. Right?
Yeah, new sheets. I'd buy new sheets.
Okay. What kind of sleeping bag are we talking about? I might want the sleeping bag, actually.
Well, I have a nice synthetic one because I know you're animal friendly. So I have a nice warm, because I'm vegan myself, so I have a nice warm synthetic one. I have some really nice inflatable little camping pads.
Could we camp in your backyard? Do you have a backyard?
Yeah, we could camp.
Why don't we camp in your backyard? Nice. Tell ghost
stories.
There you go.
There's still fireflies this time of year.
Let's do that. Why don't we go in your backyard, me, you, and your uncle? We can camp, right? Make s'mores.
He's a big sports fan, so you guys could probably have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we could talk about sports, and then the sun will start coming up, right? Then we'll put your hand in a bowl of warm water. We'll prank you, camp style. All right, buddy.
All right, thank you so much, Tom.
You have a great night. That's a nice guy. That's a nice guy, Mike. He gets it. He likes the show, likes me. Man, this Perry Schall's going off. I think you're going to end up in court with this guy. You're going to end up having to pull a bittersweet symphony on this thing. Give him a piece of the royalties. Ask AP Mike who did the cover art. Most passive-aggressive tweet I've ever seen. Ask, rather than say, hey, I did the cover art. Ask AP Mike who did the cover art. Look, I'm siding with you now, Mike. Right? No, I'm siding with you on this. God forbid this guy could have DM'd you on this. Right? Right? Couldn't take care of it. Had to take care of it publicly. Had to drag you publicly. I'm pro Mike. I'm anti Perry now. Then Mike says, thanks for the cover art, Perry Schall. Also like a wildly thoughtless tweet reply. Just the bare minimum. You'd think words cost money the way Mike doles them out. Then Perry writes back, incredibly passive-aggressive. Again, nah, it's fine, Mike. Say you did it. You can have the credit. I'm not even worried about it. You even deleted my signature from it. Oh, he's ready to cave your head in. This guy's ready to cave your head in, Mike. I'm going to have to organize a fight. You think you can box him? But I might have to get the two of you to team up, fight someone else. Right? Here's this Hollywood Handbook clip. I played a little bit of it. I didn't mean to, but here it is. Let's see if this plays. The boys. Let's see. Where is it? Why ain't you playing?
All the people that didn't like Tom Sharpling when he was on the show and are just absolute fools and said nasty things about him online that made him upset and now he doesn't like our show anymore. I should say that what you've been enjoying of our new Chef Kevin impression is actually Tom's AP Mike impression.
It's him just doing AP Mike.
And it's such a funny voice. It's so good to just make the person you're doing an impression of sound not credible at all. That.
How do you feel about that, Mike? Oh, I'm fine with it. I like when thieves fess up to their crimes. That Jonah Ray... I got people that he didn't do himself any favors on that show last week. I got one guy, somebody wrote me and they're just like, he should have just admitted to. Let me pull this up. They had the criminal request that he could have. Yeah, Dominic wrote, and he said. He said he should have just pled no contest. Even if there was a chance he was mistaken about stealing my beer, he should have just pled no contest, and then it would have been over. I'm telling you, it's a weird world, man. It's a weird world. Got AP Mike with this dumb 10-minute song. Let's hear a little bit more on this.
The characters in the song Born to Run were facing south when they were sprung from those cages out on Highway 9. The first town they would have hit would have been Howell. What would those crazy kids have found at the start of their exciting new journey?
Yeah, don't worry, everybody. It's still 9 minutes to go in that. Yikes. And also, people should just know, over at apmike.bandcamp.com, no refunds. No refunds. Best show, hi.
Hey there, this is Dibson T. Hoffweiler out in Oakland, California.
Wait, who is this now?
Dibson T. Hoffweiler. My girlfriend called you a few weeks ago because it was my birthday, and you did a beautiful slide whistle rendition of Happy Birthday for me.
That's right. Gibson T. Hoffweiler.
Yeah, with a D, Dibson.
What?
Dibson. Capital D.
Dibson. Okay, Dibson. I apologize, Dibson.
That's okay.
Yes, I did a happy birthday tribute to you a couple weeks ago. How was your birthday? Yeah,
it was great. Thank you so much. It was really sweet to hear someone I really love talking to you, and I just had a nice night. So it was really great to have
That's nice of you to say. What? To I owe the pleasure of tonight's call, Dibson?
Well, I'm just packing up, moving. I'm moving down to Santa Cruz, and I have an angry person for you.
Who do you got?
So I recorded this band a while back called the Gilmore Boys, and they used a sample of Paul Anka yelling at his band, and it was like a long recording. I don't know if you've heard it.
Of Paul Anka yelling at his band? No, I have not.
You should look it up. I think it's probably the line to look up is "The Guys Get Shirts."
The guys get
shirts. Yelling at this band, yeah, and totally just like shaming them for like missing hits on My Way and being and kind of being like, this guy isn't wearing a shirt. The guys get shirts. And just like, it's almost like listening to like some like super angry adult yell at a bunch of kids.
Uh-huh.
And just like you can kind of like hear the quivering and the fear of like the guy Joe he's yelling at. And yeah, it's a pretty remarkable recording.
I'm going to check that out. I'm sure it's online somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, Dibson, when you hear this whole AP Mike Parrishow fight, right?
Uh-huh.
Who do you side with on this?
Well, you know, I don't know the other guy, so I got to go with Mike.
Go with Mike. Oh, I just heard the buzzer go off. Here comes some Asian fusion. Can't wait to come in and ask for the money. Can't wait for this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, get ready for this treat.
What, Asian lobster? What's coming in?
I don't know what these guys ordered. I thought they were going to get an extra topping on the pizza. Crab Rangoon.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not even
Rangoon.
Good. Exactly. Thanks, Dibson. You get me, Dibson.
Yeah, of course.
Where are you calling from,
Absolutely.
Buddy?
Absolutely. I'm out in Oakland, but I'm packing up because I'm moving in with Steph to go to Santa Cruz.
Home of?
Home of what? I don't know there yet.
Yeah, well, you'll be there. You should know a little bit about it. Who are some
banana slugs?
That's right, the Santa Cruz banana slugs.
Well, maybe you can educate me. Who's down in Santa Cruz?
Well, you're going to have to call and educate me, buddy. Look, you have a great move. Thanks. All right, bring that receipt in here. Bring that in. Come on. Don't you pay? I don't want Martin paying for it like a big shot. I'm telling you, if he pays for it, I'm going to flip out, Mike. Oh. I can't win. You know what's going to happen? Mike's going to pretend that he's collecting the money. He's going to double dip. He's going to double dip on this. He'll get the food and the money. And he's going to clean up tonight when this dumb song comes out. When everybody goes to apmike.bandcamp.com and buys the dumb song. Did you, you didn't pay for it, did you? You did? Bring the receipt in, please. How much was, how much was it? Did you pay for it, Martine? Well, that... All right. Come here, Mike. Here. Hey, get your money. Get your money. Take your money.
Thank you, sir.
Sir.
I'll give you change later. So...
Don't worry, you're, yeah, you'll give me change. This, when this song hits tonight, you're going to be rolling in it. When this song, at midnight. Is it coming out at midnight?
Yeah, yeah, midnight.
I hope you're cutting Jess in on the action.
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Amber.
Amber.
I'm in Illinois.
Where are you, Amber?
I'm in Illinois, the suburbs as well.
Are you in Elgin? Or wherever
no,
that guy
I'm
was?
In, I'm in Wheaton, which is not too far, about 30-minute drive.
Okay.
I actually used to be in Brooklyn. I'm Amber from Brooklyn.
Oh, I know this Amber. How are you?
Who loves Kansas and has a kid named Stanley.
Stanley, cute kid. Cute kid named Stanley. I always look at cute pictures of him on Instagram. He's very handsome.
Yeah, he... Yeah, so we moved to Illinois, back to Illinois, actually, to be near family and, you know, not pay $1,600 for a crappy one-bedroom apartment in Bay Ridge.
Yes, that sounds like a smart move. Because I'm sure yeah. you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. So you're taking yeah. care of business.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear yep. that. I'm glad to hear you're taking care of things, Amber.
Yeah. It's very nice to have more than two rooms in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you got you're there with your dad, right? Who loves Kansas?
Oh no, that we moved closer to my husband's family.
Closer to your husband's family. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they love Kansas? The band Kansas?
I do not believe so.
Well, you know what that means. There's only two kinds of people in this world, Amber. Fans of the right. band Kansas and people that aren't yet fans of the band Kansas.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll get them. You'll win them over.
Yeah, that's my mission.
So are you excited about midnight arriving and the release of AP Mike's song on apmike.bandcamp.com?
Yes, I'm more excited about that than Mr. Bungle's reunion.
Wait, there's a Mr. Bungle reunion?
Yep.
Have they released tour dates yet?
Yes, it's just three shows in February of next year.
And where are they?
They are in New York, San Francisco, and LA.
Great. So I can structure my schedule to be not in any of those cities at those times.
Yes. Yes, it's February, I believe, 7th, 8th, and 10th. So just
go.
Beware of that. That weekend.
Yes. When Mr. Bungle finally makes the return.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's very exciting news. That's not why you called, though, to tell me about the Mr.
No.
Bungle reunion.
No,
why
I know that Mr. Bungle's not your thing, but I'm very excited about it and hope to get tickets to L.A. And this is the reason that I'm sad that I live in Chicago now, because this always happens when bands, you know, do very limited tours. They never come to Chicago.
Well, maybe Mr. Bungle will, maybe that show on the ninth is open. Maybe they can,
yeah.
maybe they can bounce from San Francisco to Chicago back to LA.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've already made it very clear they're not adding any more dates. So.
Well, excuse me. Now, what would you do yeah. if you were in, say, New York, and
mm-hmm.
Mr. Bungle are playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you find out there's a secret Kansas show where they're going to play a club show. and they're going
to
do.
I've never gotten to see Mr. Bungle. So they're going to still go with Mr. Bungle.
What if you found out that Kansas was going to play Mr. Bungle songs?
Okay, then I would have to go see Kansas. Definitely.
But here's the thing. You find out that Mr. Bungle are going to play Left Overture in its entirety.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, had to curse, didn't you? That's how you do it out in Chicago, huh?
It is. It is. Listen, you started it.
Don't pass that on. Don't say that. You didn't curse because I did it. I did it once in the 20 years I've been on this dumb show.
Well, I did it once in the, 10 times I've called, so.
That's a pretty, yeah, that's still, that's a 10, that's a double-digit percentage.
Oh, well.
All right, you're okay. You're
Please
okay.
Don't ban me.
I won't ban you.
Okay. Well, what I really wanted to talk about was, do you watch The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, I don't. Should I?
Okay, well, I tagged you in a post this week, but. They had some pro-pizza propaganda trying to claim that Canadian pizza is very good.
Oh, I saw that. I saw you sent me that, where it was a thing on the show where somebody said, the pizza in Toronto's got great pizza.
Yeah.
First of all, they filmed that show in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
When I was working up there, I would see production things for that show all the time. So it's... They know what the score is with the pizza up there. I don't like it. I don't like how they would say that. They know how bad the pizza is up there. That sounds like some government coercion.
Definitely.
To get a bigger tax break.
They're already making Canada look better because that's the place that all the refugees from Gilead have to go. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like digging in a little bit more, being like, oh, maybe we can convince people that our pizza's good too on top.
Yeah, they shouldn't push it.
Yeah,
that pizza's not good. That is not good pizza. It's great when you order something with sun-dried tomatoes and it has a vague fish taste to it. Their pizza. Keep your kid away from that Toronto pizza.
Definitely. I ain't going to Canada for the pizza. I know that.
That's what you're. I agree. All right, Amber, I appreciate the call. Now go wash your mouth out with soap, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right, bye.
Mr. Bungle. That's why I'm easy. Maybe I'll just start a band. Maybe that's what all this is building up to, right? I could be pretty good in a band. Somebody posted a video of me doing... at the Matador 21 thing back a bunch of years ago, where I sang with Effed Up. And then I sang with Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, and I do this, I gotta say, a pretty impressive tambourine toss that I catch the tambourine. I throw it way in the air and then catch it during the silent part of the music. Did you see that, Mike? I don't know. You should have. I'd hope you do. I listen to your dumb stuff. Like this.
Strip malls, pizza joints, and adult bookstores.
Oh, great. There it is.
Adult bookstores.
Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Colette from Athens.
Colette. From Athens. What's going on tonight, Colette?
Oh, not a whole lot. How are you?
I'm good. You excited about the Mr. Bungle reunion?
What?
Yeah, I just heard about it.
I don't know who Mr. Bungle is. I'm sorry.
You don't?
No.
Do you know who Faith No More is?
Yeah, I do.
It was that guy from Faith No More. It's his band. His side band. That was
when were they active?
I don't know. Okay. The '90s, I guess, right?
I was probably listening to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. You were doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's God's music. right? What's your favorite Limp Bizkit song? We'll say it on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Rollin'.
Break Stuff.
Break Stuff. Break Stuff's a good one.
Break Stuff's really good. That said, though, I do love the intro to Rollin', that, like, all right, partner. Oh, like, that thing is really good.
Don't. Which one's that? Is that Rollin'?
Yeah, that is Rollin'. I think that might be the air raid vehicle
version. That's right.
Yeah.
The, did you ever see the video? You remember who's in the video for Rollin'? Ben Stiller.
Oh, man, I forgot. Is that the one that
ends Steven Dorff
with, like, Fred Durst getting drowned in a bunch of milk?
I don't think it's that one. It's the one where he's like, it's like, you know, Ben Stiller's trying to get that scrubbed from the archives. Hey, because he goes, hey, Red Hat. He thinks he's like a valet or something. He's like, hey, Red Hat. It's like this fancy sports car pulls up and Ben Stiller and Steven Dorff get out of it. And he goes, hey, Red Hat, park it somewhere. Make sure you don't scratch it. He throws the keys to Fred Durst, who looks nothing like a valet, by the way.
No.
When have you ever seen a valet wearing a red Yankees cap?
Never.
And a puffy winter jacket? And then he gets
in the middle of summer.
In the middle of summer, and he goes, oh, yeah. And then he's driving that thing all over the place. And then they perform the song on top of a skyscraper. Man, I tell you, I got into the wrong era. I was I guess I just wasn't made for these times. Because I should have been directing videos then when you got to shoot on a skyscraper.
Oh, man, yeah. Subgenre of music videos where people would, like, Eminem and Evanescence both falling off the skyscrapers and, like, screaming stuff. Great stuff.
I mean, these budgets on these things, I can assure you that I would not have had to have paid for 2/3 of the budget out of pocket as I have done on more than one music video.
I mean,
for the exposure!
For the exposure, yeah. Also for the art, though, right? Like
the art. How much art am I supposed to make in this lifetime, huh?
That's a question I have for myself, Tom.
Yeah, well, we're in the same boat. We're in the same boat, my friend. It's a leaky boat.
Oh, yeah. It's sinking fast.
Yes. But no, look, it's not sinking fast. We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Yeah.
We're doing the right thing. We're doing what we're here to do.
Yeah.
But there's a point.
I finally sold my 100th book. That's nice.
I just don't want to hear about exposure anymore. That's all.
Yeah, no.
I just don't want to hear, it's good exposure. What? How much more free stuff am I supposed to make? For the exposure ends. I'm exposed. Am I not exposed enough yet?
There's probably one or two more levels you could achieve.
Yeah. You think Durst was giving it away?
No.
Yeah. Durst made sure you paid. He said, that's why he said dollar bill, y'all. $3 bill. He knew what he was doing.
$3 bill, y'all.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he was asking for a form of currency that doesn't exist.
Break your blue face tonight. Man, they had it locked down. That's a heavy band, man.
Yeah, no, they're great. It's so good. I want a Woodstock 99 box set. I bought a copy of Family Values 98 at the Goodwill the other day. I'm living large, Tom.
Is that the one where Fred Durst climbs out of the toilet?
I don't know.
Which is the tour where Limp Bizkit, where he literally started the show by climbing out of a giant toilet?
I don't know. My mom wouldn't let me go see those concerts.
I got it. Somebody, I'm begging you. Give me the image of Fred Durst climbing out of an oversized toilet.
I did recently find a video of his entrance in a WWF video game, which was really fun.
Oh, I have I have that clip. Have you heard me play that clip where it's like?
Oh yeah, that's from the show. He's actually a video game character, though.
He's a video game character in a WWF video game.
Yeah, and like one of the PlayStation 2 ones.
And you can wrestle with Fred Durst?
Yeah, he comes out in the car from Roland.
Okay. Ben Stiller's car, of course.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's car.
Or Steven Dorff's car. I'm not sure who was the passenger that day. I don't know.
Yeah, he comes out in that car, and he does the Roland dance.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets in the ring and does it again.
Uh-huh. And then he gets hit over the head with a folding chair.
Body slammed by, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You might want to stop doing the Roland dance and wrestle. So he gets clonk, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you can do with Fred Durst in that game?
I guess, yeah. I don't remember that game too well. I wish, like, if I were making that game today, though, like, it'd be so great because you could have, like, Wes Borland accompany him to the ring. You could, like, press X and have Fred say, John Otto, take him to the Matthews Bridge, and John Otto would come out and wreck someone. It'd be great.
You'd also have to make sure... You'd also have to have Fred Durst pushing Wes Borland into the ring because he probably is working pretty hard to not be associated with Limp Bizkit as he is wont to be.
Yeah, he's busy making premium coffee.
And rescuing cats.
Yeah.
That's
a life.
No, it is. I follow him on Instagram. I like Wes Borland. He seems like a nice enough sort.
Yeah, he's probably stoked to not be wearing those weird contact lenses.
But if you look, he wears it. He goes back to it pretty when they play. He goes back to the contacts and the whole thing. And, yeah. I think, this is what I think. Within the next 2 years, Limp Bizkit is going to come all the way back.
Oh, I mean, there's a new Korn album coming out at the end of the year, so.
Colette, did I say anything about Korn?
No, but I'm just saying, like, the path is being laid out.
Okay, I get you. But Korn has an easier time of coming back.
Sure, because they never went away.
They were not run out of the biz also the way Red Hat was. Everybody still likes Jonathan Davis, Fieldy, Monkey, Brian Head, Welch, and the drummer.
Yeah.
But within the next 2 years, I'm telling you, Mike, Limp Bizkit, all the way back.
Yeah.
Mark it down. I would bet the farm on it all the way back.
Oh, their reunion tour is going to be huge.
Well, they always play Europe. Someone sent me a picture of Fred Durst rapping on top of a dirty toilet. Thank you so much. I'm going to retweet it right now. It is a still. I would like some video of it. I will take that. That at least proves that it happened. Thank you, Bob
Nope.
You've
heard guitar, like that guitar solo that is pretty infamous from like their MTV show, right?
Which one?
I think that if you just like go on YouTube and search for Fred Durst guitar solo, it'll be like the first one. It's about as bad as Wyclef.
And who? It's Fred Durst playing guitar?
It's Fred Durst, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, he's not there to play guitar.
Neither was Wyclef.
Well, that's true. But I'm not getting on. Durst is there. Durst has got a very specific purpose there.
Yeah.
He's there. He comes out. He gets the crowd going. He raps a little bit, sings a little bit, slaps five people in the front row, gets everybody pumped. Yeah. Durst ain't supposed to play guitar.
Yeah. He introduces the people in the crowd to Staind.
Yes. He says thanks very much to Power Man 5000 for opening the show. We appreciate it. And then he stands on top of a giant dirty toilet.
Yeah. And do you think Fred Durst actually knows Power Man 5000? Like, is he one of those bands that forgets who the opener is?
No, he's friends with them. Of course he's friends with them.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah. Somebody just sent me another picture. The toilet is huge. I'm retweeting these toilet pictures.
I'm retweeting these toilets.
I'm retweeting these Fred Durst toilet photos. I'm telling you, all the way back. They come all the way back.
Maybe Break Stuff will be like a top 10 Billboard thing, like when Danzig hit it big in 1993 with a song that came out in 87.
Break Stuff is going to be like Mr. Brightside. It's never going to go away. People love Mr. Brightside over in England.
Yeah.
And they
people in America love Break Stuff.
They're going to love Break Stuff the way people in England love Mr. Brightside. Oh, well.
I think that sounds about right.
That sounds good. We're going to see. You do think that's true, Mike, all the way back? Mike can see it. Colette, thank you so much for the call.
Oh, I actually had something.
Okay.
It wasn't for the topic, but I had like a different story.
What do you have? Let's hear it.
So I wanted to ask, like, do you believe in such a thing as stolen valor, Tom?
Do I believe in stolen valor?
Yeah.
You mean in a military sense?
Not in a military sense, but like in a music biz sense.
Like, what would be an example of musical stolen valor?
Well, like yesterday I hung a gold record on my wall and I did not play on that record.
What's a gold record?
It's Hank Williams' Wild Streak.
Yeah, I think people would assume you didn't play on a Hank Williams record.
Can't tell.
He died in 1950.
No, Hank Williams Jr., I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's fine.
No one knows how old I am.
No one
Very
thinks
few
you
people know my previous name.
Who cares? You got the record. It's a collectible.
Is it?
Nobody
I
thinks
found it
anybody
next to a toilet.
You put it next to the toilet. That's fine.
No, I found it next to a toilet.
You found it next to a toilet. Well, you rescued it then. Somebody
yeah, well,
clearly wasn't valuing it.
No, the store that I work at wasn't valuing it. It was by the toilet for 10 years, and I had to clean it up and, like, remount it. I took very good care of this thing.
Well, good. Then you showed it the respect it required. If anything,
how much? Yeah,
that's a restoration of valor.
Yeah, okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure.
Look, if you would have faked it and put on a little card on it that says, if you got a little engraved plaque that said, presented to Colette for performing on the record, then it'd be like, yeah, there's a problem there.
I almost did, though.
Well, if you almost, look, you're entertaining it.
Yeah.
This, you got to figure that out.
The same time, I don't want anyone to know, like, I don't want anyone to assume that I would have performed on a song called If the South Would Have Won.
Then, look, can you do it and people would think it's funny?
Maybe.
Then do it. I think you do it.
All right.
Right?
What would
Mr. Brightside do?
Right?
Ask yourself, what would Mr. Brightside do?
I'll have to ponder that.
All right, Colette. You have a great night.
All right, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
That's what Hal was known for at the time. Not exactly an auspicious beginning for our brave young heroes. When my parents moved there in the mid-60s, we lived in a small bi-level house in a brand new suburban development. Some of my earliest memories...
That's about all I can take. I don't know if we're getting the end of that one. It's good, though. I get what you're going for, Mike. Best show.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Steve from Houston.
Steve from Houston. What's up, Steve?
Just listening to the show. Had a couple items for the topic.
What do you got?
All right, for the angriest...
Well, let me ask you this first, Steve, before you give me anything for the thing. Are you going to buy this AP Mike song over at apmike.bandcamp.com?
Undecided.
Have you heard parts of it?
Just what you played there on the show tonight.
And is it making you more likely to buy it or less likely to buy it?
Probably less.
What? Oh, I don't accept that. I'm sorry. Mike said I got to hang up on you. Mike said I got to hang up.
I thought I had a couple good ones for the topic.
Just say you're going to buy it. Just say, oh, I love the song. I'm going to buy it. I can't wait. So, hey, Steve, what are you going to do? This AP Mike song over at apmike.bandcamp.com, AP Mike on Broadway, what are your thoughts?
I think it's awesome. I'm going to buy it.
Where are you going to buy it?
Bandcamp.com.
No. apmike.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
So where are you going to buy it, Steve?
apmike.bandcamp.com.
Cool, cool. Now, do you have anything for the topic?
I got a couple. I think one good one and one long shot.
What do you got?
For the one of the 50 angriest men, George Brett in the Pine Tar game.
People. Not angry as men. Not angry as men. Sure, everyone's turned out to be a man on this list. George Brett with the Pine Tar thing. Yeah, he was pretty mad that night. I'm going to put him on the probationary list. He's a good one.
Okay.
You know who I want to put on the list? Evel Knievel. That was maybe the angriest dude who ever walked the earth.
Was he angry?
Yeah. You never saw any of his interviews where he just like yelled at the press? He's a nasty dude. You watch this documentary called Being Evel, and you watch him like he's such a tough talker, and then suddenly he's supposed to jump the Snake River thing, which is a total crock anyway. He didn't jump anything. They just launched a rocket.
So is he angrier that he's got to put his life at danger?
Well, the whole thing is you can see it. You can see it in his face. He realizes he might actually eat it on this thing, and suddenly he's not having any fun anymore. Suddenly he's terrified. He's spooked.
There's no upside. He either does it and meets expectations, or he bites it hard.
Well, that's the whole thing. He has to do it. And he says he has to do it.
And then if he does it, he's got to do it again.
That's right. And there's a part in the movie where they always have to do these things to try to counter the person against the times, which drives me nuts in every one of these documentaries. There's like, you got to remember when Evel Knievel came out, it was early 70s. America was in a real cynical period. And then this guy came out with the red, white, and blue on. And he really created a new image. It was not cynical. It's like, wait a minute. Maybe the most cynical thing I ever heard about would be people paying to buy a ticket to watch someone die, potentially. Or tuning in on television to watch a guy wipe out on a motorcycle and hopefully they get to see him die. That's the most cynical thing that's ever happened.
What? Watching 54 minutes of show and commercials for the build-up?
Yeah, and then you hopefully maybe we get to see his head fall off. That's the most cynical thing imaginable. It really was a cynical time, and they showed like Vietnam protests and all this stuff, the Vietnam War, and people were in the streets, and then here comes Evel Knievel, this huckster. And it's supposed to be, he was supposed to be an antidote for cynicism. A guy who basically just gets on a normal motorcycle and just like licks his finger to see which way the wind's blowing before he jumps a thing that he has no actual calculation of whether he can make it or not. And then hopefully the people that bought tickets get to see him turf out and eat it.
Well, that's why everybody buys the ticket.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't want to see him jump. They don't want to see him make it. They want to see him fall just short.
Yeah. That's right. So who's the other one you got for me?
Oh, it's a long shot. I'm gonna recommend Bruno Ganz. He's the Russian actor that appears in the Hitler Reacts videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I can't put him on. I know the thing you're talking. Downfall.
Yep.
No, that's a good. Those are good.
It wasn't political, but
no, you're close. You're close on this. You circled it. You circled it, Steve. Thanks, buddy. Horseshoes and hand grenades. You get it. It started out with a kiss, and I was never like this. And a double the double 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 double. Evel Knievel. The day that guy, they made a toy. Can you believe they marketed this creep to kids? This con man. I mean, it would be like if there was an action figure of who would it be now, Mike? Who would be like the evil Knievel of now? Who, David Blaine? Nah, evil Knievel was like worse than that. Who would be who's the present day evil Knievel? That's what I want to talk about now. Who's the present day? I think maybe the president. The Cheeto in charge. Best show, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Welcome to the Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Nick in Bethlehem.
Nick in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's the one.
Home of?
Iron Pigs.
The home of who?
The Iron Pigs.
What are the Iron Pigs? The football team?
It's their minor league baseball team.
And batting fourth for your Bethlehem Iron Pigs. The Iron Pigs. Is that really the name?
That's the name.
What's their uniform?
They have like bacon hats and t-shirts and the real thing.
Is it cool? Are they cool?
They're pretty cool. They're a minor league baseball team, I'd say so.
Okay. Do you go to a lot of Iron Pigs games?
I actually haven't been to one.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. I mean, I've only heard good things. I moved to Bethlehem from Philly, and people just can't stop talking about it.
Well, why don't you go to one?
I got to, because, yeah, it's the big draw. That and they have a music festival here.
Yeah, you also have a casino there, right?
Yeah, yep, the Sands, but I think it was recently purchased. But, yeah, we got a casino.
I saw Don Rickles there.
How was that?
It's great.
That's awesome.
It was great.
You made a trip from Jersey?
I did, yes. What's the deal with this? Where do you stand on this AP Mike song?
I'm psyched. I cracked a tall can of Coors Light for the occasion.
You can't wait to buy it? Is that where you're at?
I can't wait to hear it. You're gonna play the whole thing, right?
You better not record it. I'm telling you. Don't bootleg this thing. I don't want to see this thing on streaming services.
I wouldn't do that to Mike.
Mike's going to blow a gasket.
I know. It's a big moneymaker for him.
He'll be like Prince shutting everyone down. You know, like for the longest time, like there was no Prince on YouTube. That's what AP Mike's going to do.
You just keep removing videos as soon as people put them up.
Yeah, violation of copyright. Hey, a violation of the copyright. My song, AP Mike on Broadway. So what do you have for me, my friend?
One to the list.
What do you got?
I want to see Van Morrison.
Van Morrison, that's a pretty good angry person.
Yeah, I would say I've been listening to a lot of like the older shows. I just started listening this year. Any man tells a story about Van Morrison on your show that's just like sealed it. I was like, oh, he's like an angry guy.
Yeah, that was a good. I remember that. That was a good story. She had good stories.
And then,
she still does.
You know, I'm a fan of Van Morrison, like St. Dominic's Preview, and those songs are so fun. But then you watch him like in interviews, he's just like such a serious dude.
Yeah, angry guy. This guy sings the most spiritual music. It's so soul. There's so much soul and beauty. Meanwhile, he's just a ball of rage.
I guess he just gets it all out on stage and then it's all crappy off stage.
I guess that's how he did it, right?
That's how he rolls.
Well, my friend, he's number 31 on the list.
Awesome.
Yeah, we did it.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, you have a great night. I am going to play a record. Something from the new Golden Pelicans album. Yeah, it's called Grinding for Gruel. It's on 12XU. It's great. Let's check it out right now. Here is a song called Lady Radiation. The Golden Pelicans on The Best Show. Yeah, Best Show. Golden Pelicans, we did a two for Tuesday on that one. From the new record. Grinding for Gruel on 12XU. We heard Lady Radiation and Tamiami Spillway. Good band, good band. Golden Pelicans. So I just checked on Twitter. Pat, who listens to the show, Pat Walsh, says, at PTRQ, he says, it's not the Bethlehem Iron Pigs. They're the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Also, they suck. So, the previous guy kind of, I guess, apparently didn't know what he was talking about. There you go. Seriously, you got to check my tambourine toss out on that clip I posted. Did you see it, Mike? You watch it again? Watch it again. Yeah, Mike's out there. He's loading up. You think he's going to run a marathon the way he's loading up? You can run a marathon in the morning? The carbo loading out there? He's got a ring of duck sauce around his mouth. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Savintron.
Oh, my goodness. Is this really you?
It's really me.
You used to call the old radio show, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you called? Savington was your name, right?
Yeah. I think I called maybe a year and a half ago. It was like some quick thing.
Okay. But what was your heyday? Your heyday would have been around what year?
I want to say 2003 or 4.
Oh, my God. Welcome back, my friend.
I still listen.
To the show that never ends.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing.
It's good for us.
So, Savington, where are you in the world?
In Passaic County, New Jersey.
Well, how about that? How about that? You're doing it Jersey style.
I like to live in the city, but I can't afford to.
Someday, my friend. Someday you will.
Someday. Yeah.
So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
If it's okay, I have about a handful of 50-est angriest.
Let's hear what you got. Let's hear it.
And then two of them might be a little more performative, so I'm not so sure about them. But first of all, Bernie Sanders.
He's not one of the angriest people, is he?
He's pretty angry. I mean, he's justifiably angry, but I would say.
Yeah, I'm not going to put him on the angry list because there's 100 politicians we could put on this thing.
That's true. Gary Busey.
He's more demented.
I guess you're right. I mean, I just remember the story of when he was working with Tim and Eric, and he like fired Tim.
That's right.
He was just like yelling at everybody on the staff and like threw a big tantrum.
Oh, I saw some video of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was for Tom Goes to the Mayor, right?
Long time ago, right? Yes, that was.
Yeah.
Long, long time ago. Remember? I can still remember. When I used to make those children dance. Is that what it's children sing? And I can't remember if I... What? Oh, I can't remember the words. When I heard about his... Can't remember if I cried. When I heard about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside. The day the best show died. Oh, my God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm writing that for next week. I'm going to do a full American Pie. The day that it's going to be called The Day the Best Show Died.
That sounds pretty good.
A long, long time ago. That's what it's going to be. I'm going to just do The Day the Best Show Died. Oh, my God. Made the best idea I ever had. Wait, you know what I should do? I should write it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write it, perform it next week, never play it again until the final best show, which I won't say which one it is, but when you hear that music kick in, man, you better get ready to bury the rag deep in your face, because now is the time for your tears. Because I'm working on that movie also. Me and Mike have been working on this secret William Zanzinger project.
Cool.
Untitled William Zanzinger project. Mike is playing William Zanzinger in it. AP Mike, who has just... He threw his cane into the air at apmike.bandcamp. He's in a Bob Dylan song called The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, where I think he made it up, too, didn't he? Didn't it, like, barely happen? It's a story about a dude who threw, like, this jerk who throws his cane in the air and hits this poor woman in the head and she dies. And then he well, you got a weird sense of humor.
I do. Didn't
crack up much? No, it's so, and he kills this woman and he beats the rap. Basically, it's about how there's no justice in America.
Yeah, I hear you.
As Mr. Dilbin said, the ladder of justice has no top or no bottom. But it does. It does. So go ahead. Who else you got for me, Sathington?
I think he's cooled down a bit, but Henry Rollins.
Yeah, he's not angry. I'm not putting him anywhere on the angriest list. He's one of the best. He's one of the best in the biz.
Okay. All right. That's true. All right, so I'll give you my two that I think might be more performative. It's hard to gauge how much of their anger is real.
All right, let's hear it.
But Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'm not putting him on the list.
Oh, man, I'm getting none of these.
Yeah, you're eating.
The other one. Steve Wilkos.
Steve Wilkos. Nah, I'm not putting him on the list. You struck out tonight, my friend. Steve Wilkos ain't going anywhere.
I gave
him
my best try.
You did. You gave your best, but I guess your best wasn't good enough.
You sang that to me once when I debuted one of my instrument inventions.
I did?
Yeah.
How long ago? Oh, no. This makes me feel like I'm doing the same six things for my entire life.
Everything swings back around. Yeah, that was very many years ago.
Yeah, goodbye. You're making me ill. I gotta change the whole thing. I thought I changed the whole act up. I guess I got a few chestnuts that bubble back up every once in a while. The evergreens. Man, Mike is loving this. I hear him out there. He just loves hearing me eat it.
Yeah, you really did do that one a lot.
Not exactly an auspicious beginning for our brave young heroes.
This is from AP Mike Live on Broadway.
When my parents moved there in the mid-60s, we lived in a small bi-level house.
A track that's going to debut. 10 minutes.
Some of my earliest memories are sitting on the milk box on our front porch, waiting for my older siblings to return from school. I was mad that I was still too young to attend.
Why are they laughing?
In old black and white photos from this period, I looked like one of those sullen, shabbily dressed Depression-era urchins
escaping the Dust Bowl.
All right. You wrote all this, Mike? Is it truthful? Okay, good. It seems like a nice story. I'll say this, too. No joke. This AP Mike can write. He wrote this script. I didn't finish reading it, but I read a lot of it, and it's great. Made me nauseous how good it was. Well, it did. It made me nauseous. You happy? Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Artie from Chicago. Sorry, I'm reeling. I was just listening to the stream, and it's way behind real life.
Artie from Chicago?
Yeah.
What's up, Artie?
What's up?
I don't know. You tell me, man. You called me.
Oh, man. Well, first off, I think the song sounds good from the upcoming play.
The AP Mike song?
That's right.
Yeah.
I write angry people.
You going to buy the AP Mike thing tonight?
I've been like in and out. What's the AP Mike thing?
The song. It's a song we're debuting tonight.
Oh, I have to buy it?
If you want to support AP Mike, you do.
Yeah, I will buy it.
Good.
I do want to support AP Mike.
But this thing flops, I'll never hear the end of it with this guy.
Well, it sounds like a lot of good, like, production was put into it. So,
oh, no, yeah. It's a quality song.
Did you bankroll this operation?
No, I didn't. Jess was kind enough to help Mike out. Jess,
okay,
Elsener,
yeah,
Mike?
Kind.
Jess Elsener. Very talented. Mike's the brains behind the operation.
Yeah, because it sure wasn't Mike.
Hey.
Sorry.
Do you remember the Rollin' video by Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit was kind of scary to me. I was too young to listen to Limp Bizkit.
What were you scared of? Were you scared? You're going to wear a red hat? Going to get chased down the street by a red hat? Guy with a contact lens is going to come after you? Is that what you're scared of?
No, I think Fred Durst was kind of a tough, scary dude.
And look, now people are saying that the lonesome death of Hattie Carroll's real. Yeah, it is. Okay, it was real. I got something wrong on it, okay? All right? All right? Jeepers creepers, man. I get held to the feet to the fire on this. I'm the one that keeps bringing it up every week. I'm the only one defending Hattie Carroll on this thing. And wait till you see Mike's portrayal. Wait till you see Mike in William Zanzinger. Something else. He's got this cane and a cape. And he's walking all around Bayonne. Go ahead. Well, what do you got there, Chief?
I have an angry people.
Who do you got? Who do you got angry?
Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
I'm not putting that. He's not even remotely angry enough to make this list. Why, because he yelled at a TMZ reporter? Yeah, I saw him with the TMZ guy. Whoop-dee-doo.
No, when he said, when the guy, it's not a TMZ guy, just it's some teen?
Yeah, no, but it's a TMZ video.
Oh, where he says Sugar...
Yeah.
C-A-Y.
Yeah, it's fine. It's stupid. It's stupid. He's drunk and he seems like a moron, but I'm not going to put him on the angriest people list.
I thought it was kind of indicative of like a seething inner anger.
You don't like their songs? You don't like the music of Sugar Ray?
No, I think it's good.
Well, that was a trick question.
You're not like Fly.
They're not very good. I just want to fly, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they play at one of those Jimmy Buffett burger places. Like, that's new
Probably.
Music. Like, we'll put some new stuff on. For people who don't want to just hear Margaritaville.
They might do Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz. All that mellow junk. Right?
That's good stuff.
You like that stuff?
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, I can't get a read on you, buddy. What else you got?
Okay, you know the Artist Respect Silence video guy?
I don't know what that is.
I think this might be something you know about. He says he walked up Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the F are you? I knew the Grateful Dead from 1966. Who the F are you? You're nothing. You know this video?
I don't.
You might get into it. I think it's kind of up your alley. It's a real squat guy.
Up my alley.
Haircut. Yeah.
What do you think of me?
No, it's a funny vid.
Oh, okay. It's all right. It seems like you think I'm a jerk. Seems like you think Mike is dying of laughter out there. He loves this.
This guy starts berating a street musician for being like a hack or something, but the guy himself is like the object of humor if you're watching the video.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
It's this angry little dude.
Not like Bagel Man.
No, it's better than Bagel Man because it's not like sinister. It's like he starts yelling about being an NYU grad. I think the video is just called Trump. Yeah, Trump in Fight. Check it out. You don't have to do it on the show. Just
that
you know.
Oh, I don't? I don't have to do it on the show?
I thought that might bug you.
Yeah. No, that didn't bug me.
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right, buddy. We're on the same page. We're on the same page. You get it. I get it. We're friends.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You have a great evening. Have you heard from Perry Shaw, Mike? Still irked? Why don't you issue an apology? You want to do that? Want to come in and issue an official apology for stealing his artwork, scrubbing his name from? Sit in the regular chair. Why do you always sit in the weird chair?
To the door.
You can't walk the 1 foot to the bench.
Get out. Get out.
All right. Yeah, anyway. That's fair.
Because
you did this. He did some artwork for you.
Yeah. Well, I told him exactly what to do.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he came up with this on his own impulse.
Yeah, but you didn't pay him, did you?
I'm going to pay him.
You're going to pay him. All right. That's fair enough.
He did it very fast. Okay. I give him credit for that.
Sure. But you scrubbed his name from it.
No, I didn't scrub his name. I was going to acknowledge his participation, but I guess I didn't do it fast enough.
Yeah, you didn't. What were you waiting for?
I don't know. I was waiting for the whole thing to play.
Uh-huh, sure.
And then I was going to thank everybody who contributed.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. Now I'm back on your side again.
Okay.
I'm back on your side.
Yeah.
So just say something nice about him. He's clearly bent out of shape over this.
No, he's a pro. That's why I went to him. And
that's good.
Like I said, he turned it around super fast.
That's
great. I contacted him yesterday, and I had it by today.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out of his way. I'm sure he was busy.
Yeah.
You know, busy
sure
guy.
Uh-huh.
Had to drop everything from me.
So you were going to give him his credit,
mm-hmm.
but you just didn't. You were going to do it all at the end of the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
So everything's square with you and Perry now.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We're good.
Good. All right, get out. What's it taking you so long?
I'm all the way over there.
Best show. Hi.
And I got a call from Avalanche Bob. That's one for your song.
Oh, no. Is it? Do I really have to do that?
No, you don't.
I don't. Oh, I know who this is. This is a guy from Alabama, the heartland, the South, the real South. This is the South with crawdads, right? Etouffee. Right?
We're a little north of that.
This is the South with barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Where they take an old oil drum and cut it in half. And they start, they throw a slab of meat in it for a week. And then pour some A1 sauce on it or whatever you do with that.
No. We have pits.
You have pits.
Our preferred method is the pit.
This is Jason from yeah. Jason from Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
How are you tonight, Jason?
I'm doing all right. I'm just drying some clothes. It's very exciting here.
You're drying some clothes?
Yeah.
And how are you doing that? With a dryer?
With a dryer, yeah. I decided to, you know, I'm not, you know, some people may look down on me for not doing it in a more artisanal way.
What are you supposed to
but
do?
It's not my passion. Laundry's not my passion.
What are you supposed to do? Hang it from your car antenna? Drive down the street?
That would be, you know, that'd be exciting.
Roll it into your windows and then just have it flapping in the breeze? As you go down the street?
Beat it with a tennis racket?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Supposed to hang it on the line and beat it with a tennis racket? Beat the fluid out of it, the water out of it?
Right. I don't want to dissolve any of the mystery.
No, no.
That I'm here.
Exactly.
Just,
yeah. You look, down in Alabama, it's a different pace. That's fair to say, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to make people frightened of this place so they won't move here. We're starting to get congested here in Huntsville.
People are starting to move there?
Yes.
What, like not, former Nazis getting in there?
Not
to get
anymore.
A rocket program?
Not anymore. Not anymore. We're in the FBI. The FBI is moving folks in here.
So the FBI is down there.
Yeah.
Now, when you say FBI, you're talking Federal Bureau of Investigation, not female body inspectors.
No.
Okay.
Though I'm sure we have them as well.
Because those shirts look official. They are not official. I just want to say that. And that goes for anybody.
And that's something I think people need to be warned about.
Yeah. If somebody flashes a thing and they say they're in the FBI and it says female body inspector, that is not an official title.
And generally, law enforcement, they don't use t-shirts as their primary.
sole form of identification. Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally, it's not that. Usually, they are not wearing shorts.
Right.
Law enforcement generally doesn't wear shorts.
Only the bike cops.
Yeah. Yeah, so the FBI is down there in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And what is also the big industry down there? What is the big draw down there?
It's not
the rocket program anymore. It's not the Operation Paperclip.
Right. Well, I mean, NASA is here, and I have friends that, you know, that they do stuff with the space station from here. They do, the Army's here, and they blow up stuff out on the arsenal. You know, there's an Army base called Redstone Arsenal right next to my neighborhood, and they blow up stuff, and we hear it, and it shakes the windows, and they just dispose of old munitions out there, and they do, like, explosive training.
You ever
and they
seen
do they do secret stuff out there.
You ever seen anything weird? Weird.
I haven't. I heard a donkey out there.
Alien run down the street. You ever see that? A Martian.
Not allowed.
A Martian
allowed
escape.
Not allowed to say.
Then they make you look at a flashy pen.
Right.
And you don't remember anything.
Right.
Right?
All you remember is that the guy said he was a female body inspector.
Yeah. Exactly. Guy looked like Tommy Lee Jones. So are you excited about this apmike.bandcamp.com
song? Oh, my goodness.
Song?
Yeah, I've enjoyed what I've heard of it, and I think it's going to be one of those moments that we'll look back upon.
Sure. Like when people in the 60s talked about when Sgt. Pepper came out.
Right. Right.
This is our Sgt. Pepper.
They'll dream about if they had been there for the session.
Yeah, don't worry. It's like our Sgt. Pepper, but three times as long. This thing's endless. I think he's still recording it.
Well, hopefully he'll be done by the debut.
You know what I should have done? If I had any guts, what I would have done is I would have dropped my own song right against his.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, apmike.bandcamp.com, he has his song. Oh, by the way, I have one too. Run him right out of the biz.
And make it spell your URL almost like apmike.
Yeah.
.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, AP_mike .bandcamp.com.
We'll just, real AP Mike.
The real AP Mike. Yeah. This Perry Schell, he says, I don't want your money, AP Mike. Oh, he wrote more. Oh, that's nice. I want love, respect, and maybe some Asian fusion. That's sweet.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. He's a very talented guy. Good guy. I like him a lot.
Absolutely.
Can't believe Mike and him are feuding, but it happens. So tell me, Jason from Alabama, well, you got, for you, you've got college football coming up because this guy's got football fever.
Yeah.
Because down there, they live football. Not real football. Children's football or college football, as others call it. It's the football played by people that will be working in law offices a year later.
Car dealerships,
saying.
Yeah.
And the coach makes all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they make literally none of it.
Right.
But they do get hit in the head a bunch.
Right. In the prime of their life.
Yes. In fair exchange, they get to sit at a desk that they don't get to sit at because they have to be practicing at 6 a.m.
Right.
And they also get to get concussions at school.
Mm-hmm.
At the place where you're supposed to be learning the most, their brains are compromised. But the coach gets all the money. It's a pretty fair exchange.
Well, it teaches you about life.
It sure does.
It's a life lesson.
It is, but in all seriousness, it's voluntary. They're not being drafted into it. They can choose to not do it.
Although that might be the only way they'll get an education.
That's true. So they actually, it's their only play to get out. So it's
kinda.
Look, it ain't the greatest system by any stretch.
Right.
But
it's ours.
It's yours. Everybody
it's
loves
our
it.
System.
Everybody loves it because they'll be playing their football game, running around, and beating all the other teams because they're the best. Right? They're the best?
Yeah, it makes it real fun trying to schedule shows and stuff during football season here.
Yeah,
it's real great.
Because you do comedy shows. This guy's a comedian. This is a top notch comedian we're talking to right now. He's got a whole scene down there. He helped put together.
Trying.
You're trying, but you're doing it. You got a whole scene. What goes on? You're in an improv troupe, Jason?
I'm in a couple of improv troupes.
And what kind of stuff goes on? How often do you show?
That sounded like the weakest brag.
Yeah, I'm in a couple.
In a couple
improv troupes.
Yeah.
Not just one. So what? Tell me about your improv troupes.
Oh goodness. Well, one of them is called Rocket City Improv, and we're trying to do long form stuff that nobody likes except us. And then the other one is called Don't Fear the Weasel, and we do like short form, and we have a show that we do with stand-ups where we base improv scenes on stand-up sets. That's real fun. It's a real fun show.
That's cool. Like a Harold, some would say.
Yeah, it's kind of like, imagine it's like a five minute souped up Harold based on a 5 minute stand-up set, or inspired by it. We don't redo the material, but it's just inspired by it.
Sure.
It's real fun.
That's exciting.
And we got a theater. We've got a theater now, which we've never had before. We've never had a dedicated, you know, independent, nonprofit comedy theater, which that's opening in September, and I'm really excited about it.
That is exciting. What's the name of the theater?
Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's not why I called, but it is exciting.
It's not like what?
It's not why I called. I don't want you to think I called.
Oh, I know that. I know you didn't call. I'm the one that brought it up. You said, oh, goodness, look, when I brought it up.
Oh, yeah. But see, I possibly could have backed you into it, Tom. That's what I'm saying. Look, a guy that's into improv troops,
a guy that's in two improv troops, that's a Moriarty's level. Yeah.
They just don't let you into two improv troops.
No.
That's what people realize that. And by the way, I want to say I'm truly saddened to hear about one of my favorite entertainers. Two of my favorite entertainers are going through a hard time right now, and very bummed to hear that Todd Crisley and Julie Crisley, the stars of Crisley Knows Best, have been indicted by a grand jury on tax evasion and other charges today. I'm a fan of Crisley Knows Best. I think it's a fun reality show. I think it's one of the most real reality shows going. It's I can't believe that Todd or Julie, his wife, would be guilty of anything. Todd, 12-count indictment. Ooh, 12. Yikes.
Yeah.
In the district, the Northern District of Georgia. Now, Georgia's not far from Alabama at all, is it?
No, it's right next
door. It borders. It borders, because Alabama borders Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me say, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one more state it borders?
One more.
One more? Well, it doesn't touch Florida, because Florida, Georgia capped out Florida. Does it?
I don't know. Does it?
Let me think. Because I know about the Florida-Georgia line, because that's where all the good music happens. I don't think... let me think. Alabama. Georgia. Well, touches Georgia, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it touches Tennessee above it. Tennessee tops. Absolutely. Tennessee's like the little hat you're wearing.
Yeah, I'm right? Very close to Tennessee now, yeah.
And then on the other side is Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
But Mississippi's got some – Mississippi obviously hits the – Mississippi blocks Louisiana, of course. Louisiana.
It does.
So
or
it's now
– Or protects us from – depending on how you look at it.
So I would say, is there any part – yeah, Georgia does not have coastline, so it's Florida.
You're right.
Four
states. Do you know how baked into us our inferiority complex is in Alabama?
How baked into
you? If you look at the Great Seal of Alabama,
yeah,
it has all of those states on it and their names written on them. Look it up sometime. Great Seal of Alabama. It has all the states you just named and has their names written on them as well. They're on our seal with us.
Yeah, they couldn't just make it just about Alabama.
No, we're like, look, we're right here. This is where we are. These are our friends.
Now, would you be willing to become a reporter for The Best Show and attend this trial, the Todd and Julie Crisley trial?
I would be willing to pretend to. 100%.
I'm going
to
say this right now.
I'm 25% willing to do it.
Okay.
I'm 25% willing to do it. I'm 100% willing to pretend.
To pretend you do it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's the kind of commitment I've been looking for.
Yeah.
I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I don't know if Todd Crisley listens or if Julie listens or if their daughter listens or if the young boy who's the funny one, who's always the scamp of the family, that is always driving Todd nuts, whose name eludes me right now. What is his name again? Not Wade. You know the little kid, right?
Austin would be a good guess because there's a lot of kids named Austin down
it's
here.
It's not Austin. Mike, you know the kid I'm talking about. It's not Winthrop.
My mama would know. She watches that show.
She watches it?
Oh, yeah.
She's got good taste. Your mother's got good taste. But I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone from the family's listening, and here we go. Here's the whole list. It's a Grayson is his name.
Okay.
If anyone from the family's listening, whether it's Chase, the older son, Savannah, who's been in multiple vehicular incidents and often wears a neck brace on the show, or Grayson, or Faye, Todd's mother. I'm going to say this right now. If they get locked up, I'm getting you out. Best Show's going to get you out. We're going to pull an old fashioned jailbreak. I'm telling you, Best Show style. We're going to get you out. Be like Ocean's 11.
Me, Dave from Knoxville, Fredericks.
Oh my. No, yeah, you guys. Well, not you, but I'll make Fredericks the cannon fodder on this one.
He's got other identities ready to go.
Yeah, no, Fredericks will be
he
the guy.
He can burn this Fredericks.
Fredericks will be the guy in slow motion walking through a hospital corridor, takes off the doctor's jacket, and underneath he's got a policeman's uniform on.
How many times do you think Fredericks has picked up a phone, uttered, I'm burned, and broke the phone?
Yeah, exactly. I'm burned, man. Steps on the phone, smashes it under his heel. We're out. Abort. Abort, man. No, we're getting you out. I'm going to put a team together. We're going to break out the whole Crisley family. Well, they won't send all of them to jail. They'll send Todd. Mm-hmm. I bet you Todd might flip. Todd might send Julie up the river. Todd seems a little wormy with that stuff. Todd would just be like, he'll be like saying to his wife, he's like, I can't survive in jail. You know that. Like, he'll just like beg off, like, they'll eat me alive in there. You got to take the fall on this one. That show's great. Crisley knows best. I'll tell you what's going to be good in future seasons. Right? Crisley behind mm-hmm. bars. Those would be some good episodes.
Crisley locked up wouldn't be abroad. But
yeah, there'll be some good episodes of Crisley Knows Best. When Crisley's shoveling slop onto the plates. He might end up like, it might be Goodfellas style, though. He'll be in the thing. He'll be living in the high on the hog.
Right.
They'll be making good food in the room, right? Sneaking in bread. Mm-hmm. Slicing the garlic with the razor blade. I don't know. But all they're going to do is recreate Zaxby's food.
Right.
That's all they're going to do is like, we got to recreate a salad. Right, somebody's got to sneak in. You got to sneak the ingredients for a salad in here.
You got to cut this boiled egg extra thin for the Cobb salad.
This dressing doesn't have enough calories in it to completely counteract the reason you eat a salad. This dressing doesn't have 1,400 calories in it.
I'll have to put protein powder from the weight room.
Yeah, creatine. Now, the Crisley family, you're in our thoughts. You're in the Best Show's thoughts. And we're also going to get you out. We'll get you out. Jason.
I got one for your list, and I'm going to go.
Jason's going to bring some of his he'll bring some of his Huntsville buddies. There's a guy in Huntsville that'll bankroll this whole thing. What's that guy's name? The rich dude down in Huntsville.
He's a friend of my father's. He's in Elkmont.
He pays for the fireworks every year.
Yeah, we can get explosives from that dude.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to get AP Mike to dress up like Nick Saban and distract everybody. He'll go into the jail going with a Diet Coke, right? A windbreaker, mm-hmm. a red windbreaker, and a Diet Coke. And he'll go in.
Hey, and they'll attack him because it's Georgia.
Yeah, it's me, Coach Saban. Yeah, they'll just chase after him, and then we'll sneak
in.
And
then he runs. They'll have the dogs out after him.
Then I'll hang glide into the thing, scoop up Todd. So who do you have for the list, Jason?
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were telling me goodbye. I misread the play.
You don't worry. You misread nothing.
Yeah, so just very quickly, this is kind of a safe one. It's Gallagher on the list?
Is Gallagher on the list? Gallagher is not on the list. That's a good one. Gallagher, number 9, Gallagher.
Okay, that'll be good. I'm done then. I'm out.
You did it. Jason, you have a great night.
Have a good night. Bye.
You see the trailer for this Dolomite movie, Mike? Looks good. Eddie Murphy is playing Rudy Ray Moore in it. He looks good. Best show.
Hey, this is Colin in Pittsburgh.
Colin in Pittsburgh. What's going on tonight, Colin?
I got two for the topic, and I got a polite request to make a plug.
Oh, I saw your DM. I didn't get to reply to you yet. But, yes, I'm going to say yes to you, Colin.
Thank you. Now the topic first.
Let's hear it. What do you have for the topic?
All right. I got two, maybe controversial. Valerie Solanas, because there's no women on the list. I think she's really angry. Whether her anger is justified or not, I think she qualifies. She's real mad.
Yes, Valerie Solanas, the woman that shot Andy Warhol.
Yeah, and besides that, author of The Scum Manifesto, mm-hmm. a great piece of writing, full of vitriol.
I'm not a fan of Valerie Solanas, I'm sorry to say. There's a lot of people who make a case where they're just like, she was treated mean, and then she, it's like, yeah, people get treated terribly all the time. You don't go shoot them, though.
Like, yeah, I'm not for shooting people.
Like, those snobs in Andy Warhol's factory made her feel like garbage. It's like, I'm sorry they did that. You can't go shoot somebody, though.
Yeah, we're in agreement there.
Because I've had people have argued with me on that, and I'm like, come on. You just can't shoot people. I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I wrong on this somehow?
I don't think so. I think shooting people is categorically wrong.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin.
But in terms of the list, is she mad enough?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. And then my next one.
I'm going to put Valerie Solanas on the probationary list with Roger Waters and George Brett. Because I would like there to be a more balanced list and have it not just be guys and have it be some non-guys that didn't literally shoot people.
Fair enough.
But I get the spirit of why you suggest Valerie Solanas, Colin. I'm in agreement with you.
Thank you. And then the next one, politicians keep coming up. You keep saying no politicians. I think I have one that might break that. Greg Gianforte, the Minnesota prospective senator who body slammed a reporter who asked a question he didn't like.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He picked the guy up and body slammed him through a table at a press conference.
All right, I'll put this guy on it. What's his name again?
Greg Gianforte.
Greg Gianforte. Yeah. Okay. 44.
44. All right. I feel good about that.
Now, Colin,
I've been racking my brain.
Yes, I've been told you have a request you wanted to make on the air. What might be this request?
I do have a request. We've talked about my pizza magazine quite a bit on the show over the years.
Yes.
This past Sunday was 10 years since my first ever review.
And the name of the magazine was?
Slice Harvester.
One of the best fanzines ever.
That is huge. That's a huge compliment. That really means a lot.
Because Colin set a goal to go from pizzeria to pizzeria all through Manhattan. And to review each pizzeria.
Yeah, I reviewed a plain slice of pizza from every single pizza parlor on the entire island of Manhattan.
And how long did this quest take you again, Colin?
It took like 2.5 years.
But now why on earth would you bring up this old fanzine? There couldn't be any reason why.
Not possibly. So it's the 10-year anniversary, and the fanzine has been out of print for like 2 or 3 years. But last month I was in New York, and I found a box of them in the closet at my parents' house. And so this week only, I am doing a final sale of the last of the full sets of Slice Harvester issues.
Okay.
And I want to get these things out to pizza fans and people that like fanzines and out of my house and out of my parents' basement.
So how many sets do you have?
Like 50 to 100, probably.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And how can people reach you to get these Slice Harvester sets? Because it is really a really great fanzine, and it was one of my favorites and still is one of my favorites. So
yeah, it's seven issues. It's $20 for all seven, and they can find me at Colin Hagendorf, HAGENDORF, on any Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and there's plenty of links, or go to sliceharvester.com, and they can find the info over how to buy them.
Yes, and it's worth doing because it's a really it was a great concept, and it was well written, and it's a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something that's so unlike anything else and so interesting, check out this run of Slice Harvester and contact Colin Hagendorf through social media and see if you can get your hands on some of the issues. You will not regret it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Of course. Anytime. Well, not anytime. That was it for you.
Yeah, it's my one.
That was the last time. It's literally
never
the
again.
Opposite of any time.
Never again.
Yes. I don't know why I said any time. I meant literally never, ever.
Yeah, I hope this plug was worth it for me because I don't have another one left.
No, you just cashed all the chips.
Just cashed all the chips.
You just cashed out, Colin.
Yeah, well,
it's the right thing to cash out on.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Ivan. I'm in Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, Washington.
Yes, sir.
The state of Washington.
Yes.
How close to the border are you in Vancouver, Washington?
We're right across the river from Portland.
Ah. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, my friend?
I have two nominations for Angriest People, both comedians.
Okay. Who? Let's hear them.
Bill Burr.
Okay. Going to think on that one.
And Louis Black.
Huh. I'm trying to think. What do you... Bill Burr's
Louis
pretty
Black,
angry.
Louis Black literally played the emotion anger.
Yeah, it's performative. I want somebody that can't control it.
But you don't want someone too mean.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot. It's a sweet spot. We got to hit that sweet spot. We can hit the sweet spot. We can do it.
I was going to say Henry Rollins too, but someone already said.
Ah, he did not make the list.
Yeah.
Sweet spot. You almost hit it. You're close. Thank you, my friend. So this AP Mike thing, I guess it's a half hour away from being available.
What did I see from my tiny concrete perch? I saw our neighbors' houses, identical bi-levels or ranches, and I saw dirt everywhere. Our block was so new that there were no bushes, no grass, and no flowers. I literally grew up surrounded by dirt.
What's that, Mike? You got the crowd in the palm of your hand. Yeah.
Hmm.
Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Shane from Colorado Springs.
Shane from Colorado Springs. What's up, Shane?
Nothing. I had one for the list. I'm not sure if the name's on there, but I was thinking about Casey Kasem.
Because he did that temper tantrum where he was yelling about the dog, right?
That, and then, when he could get YouTube's name right, or U2's name right.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like that was honest anger. That was, went beyond just having a bad day. It seemed to repeat itself several times.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, yes, you're right, but I'm going to take what you said, and I'm going to put another person who had a meltdown on the list. I'm going to put Winnebago Man. Remember Winnebago Man?
I vaguely do, but...
He's going to represent Casey Kasem on this list. Because we can't have everybody just be a YouTube meltdown type person. But you inspired the next person.
Next one. All right. Fair enough.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
I grew up on Nottingham Drive.
Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Tim from Portland, Oregon.
Tim from Portland, Oregon. What's up, Tim?
Hey, I got a quick one for the topic.
Let's hear it.
I think I'm kind of stepping on the live wire here with your feelings on this sport, but UFC President Dana White.
Is he angry?
He's incredibly angry. He's a kind of a dictator of a non-union sports organization that attacks and assaults any employees or athletes that speak up against him. He's a very sad, sad man.
He seems angry. He does seem angry.
When you look at the pictures of him from like 10 years ago, he looked like a normal human being. But he's definitely on the kind of Joe Rogan path of the less hair, more egg-shaped, angry, veiny look.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've just kind of seen him spiral down a little bit over time.
Yeah, let's put him on the list, Dana White. We'll put him at 33.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Right.
Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Jansen from Rochester.
What?
Jansen from Rochester, New York.
Jansen from Rochester. Yeah. Okay, Jansen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I got to say, your phone's a little bit like, this is what you sounded like. Huh. Is it Jansen from Rochester?
Oh, no.
And I was like,
I
what?
That's just how I talk.
You're like, this is Jansen from Rochester? And now you're talking clearer. You're talking clearer.
Okay.
Now it's like ice water now. Your voice is like ice water now.
In a
good
way?
Cold and clear.
Oh, all right. So I called tonight because based on Mike's song, I grew up about 3 miles from him. But in about 20 years later.
Okay.
And have you ever been to Howell, New Jersey?
I believe I have, yes.
Okay. I mostly wanted to call because for a long time I suspected Mike was from Howell based on a conversation you two had a long time ago. He was talking about the town he grew up in, Route 9, has 3 porno shops on it. And I said, huh, that sounds like my hometown.
Yeah.
I just thought it's pretty indicative.
Had 3
of the town itself.
Because Mike said it had 3 porn shops in it.
Exactly.
And you were just like,
my town.
I made the connection.
My town's got 3 porn shops. AP Mike said his town has 3 porn shops. Let me count how many mine has. 1, 2, 3. I wonder if maybe Mike is from Howell.
I'm glad that I could represent Howell pretty well.
So, and for people who don't know, it's not H-O-W-L. That's what the people there do, but that's not how you spell the name of the town. It's H-O-W-E-L-L, right?
Yes.
And what tell me a little bit about Howell from your perspective, Ransom.
Well, other than the porn shops, it was a pretty basic,
Dunkin' Donuts? You got Dunkin' Donuts down there?
I think we do now. We had a Manhattan bagel.
Okay.
And then a rival bagel shop burned it down.
Hold on a second. There was a Manhattan Bagel.
Yes.
And then a different bagel shop torched the Manhattan Bagel. And they were proven that that happened?
That's...
Wow.
1 month, this is what I heard. 1 month, we go, oh, no, that bagel shop that we like burned down. Mm-hmm. Oh, right across Route 9, there's one. And then that one closed down, and you read in the paper, oh, because the guy burned the Manhattan Bagel down. Because he was doing that.
That is the funniest thing. That is the funniest thing imaginable.
But I also bagel, have one for the
bagel, bagel justice.
Bagel wars, yeah.
Yeah. This bagel shop, bagel. This look at this Manhattan bagel. Look at him. Cleaning up, taking all our money. I'm telling you, I'm going to burn it down. Stop it. Well, you're not going to burn it down. Oh, I'm burning it down.
I think he also opened the bagel shop well after Manhattan Bagel was in town.
Okay.
Like he thought he could somehow scoop them.
It just said no one would notice. Here comes a new bagel shop.
Yeah, there goes the old one.
Yeah. Up in smoke, right? So what else? So you got a bagel, a torched bagel shop.
Right.
You have three porn theaters.
We have the Moon Motel, which I think is closed down. It was like, have you ever been to that south of the border tourist stop?
Yeah, I've been there. What's that, in South Carolina?
I think so.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a dump.
Imagine if somebody took one of those places, themed it as like Art Deco rocket, and like just dropped it in the middle of some place in New Jersey.
Uh huh.
I've never seen a car in front of there.
Uh huh.
It was been open for, I think it might be gone now, but it's been open the entire time I lived there. It's just a weird place.
What's that, Mike? The parking lot was in back.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, how would he know that?
Oh, burnt. Mike, he burned you like the Manhattan Bagel. Yeah, that's south of the border. It's just, for people who don't know, on the East Coast, there'd be like literally, there were literally signs in New Jersey saying, south of the border. And as a kid, I'm just like, man, I want to go to south of the border. What's that? That looks like amazing. Then you just like take a trip. And we were like taking a trip down to South Carolina. It's like, oh my God, we're going to pass south of the border. You start getting closer. South of the border, 200 miles away. South of the border, 150 miles away. You can't believe it. South of the border, 100 miles away. Oh, my God. Then finally, south of the border, 20 miles away. Oh, this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Then you finally pull into this thing, and it's the filthiest. It seems like it's about to go out of business. And you're like, this is the worst. Like, dusty. Dusty food. Like they have like shelves of like, oh wow, it's olives. Olives, dusty jars of olives.
Off in the parking lot.
Yeah, rides that were shut down. And just like, oh wow, so this is what I've been waiting my whole life to see.
I think I stayed there as a kid and had to be told, no, we were there, that was it. Because I kept wondering, well, where's the rest of it?
Yeah. No, that was something else. South of the border, man. I feel like I got took for a ride on that one. That was a lifetime. Waited to see that thing and it stunk. Yikes. So you and Mike are from Howell.
Yeah.
You got that. Any chance you'll meet up there? The Moon Motel, maybe to go get a bagel?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in Rochester now. Everyone moved away.
What's that, Mike? Michael meet you at the Ivy League, he said.
Oh, I got food poisoning at the Ivy League once.
You got food poisoning. Great. Well, you know what you're saying. Never mind. I'm not even going to say it. It's terrible.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I regret. I'm glad you interrupted me because I would have regretted saying it. So, you're in Rochester now. You're up there with your fancy garbage plates where they pour gravy all over a pile of meat and French fries.
It,
it hurts my feelings every time you bring that up.
It's what you're known for. That's who you are now.
It's disgusting up here.
You used to be the three porn theaters and the bagel shop that's on fire. Flaming bagel.
I know. Now it's just the worst food.
Yeah. Well, you had a good run, buddy.
I know. I do have one for the topic, though.
What do you got?
I'm not sure if it's on here already, but pizza shop owners that have to work behind the counter.
Just pizza shop owners in general.
Yeah, that's probably just, better. Is that on there already?
No, we don't have any professions on there. We don't have just pizza shop owners.
Do
you just think pizza shop owners are just generally the angriest people?
Well, I think the why I specified the ones that had to work behind the counter is because they're clearly upset that they can't have like a teenager do it. I've never had a good experience with one.
Well, I think you got to step that's on you. I've had plenty of good experiences. You might not be carrying yourself properly.
Can I make it even more specific then?
Go ahead.
Howell Pizza Shop owner?
Well, I can't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Whenever I was a kid, they were pretty bad.
Yeah. I think you might not be good at going to pizzerias.
Not anymore.
All right, buddy. Go get a garbage plate. You have a great night. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. Oh, let me turn that down. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Who's... Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recognize my boys, too.
What's up?
We had a nice chat.
We did. This is Lori.
Yes. I mean, Mike and I had a nice chat.
Okay. You and Mike had a nice chat?
Yeah.
Good. He's a good guy.
Yeah, we talked about Springsteen.
Okay. How'd that go?
50-50.
50-50? How was the talk, Mike? Mike said it was good. He said he had a good time. Apparently you didn't have as good a time talking to Mike as he had talking to you. That's fine. No, that's fine.
Okay, no, it was a great conversation.
No, Mike, 50-50. You blew it, Mike. You clearly did something wrong. Lori, what's going on tonight?
I have something for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I would put Luke P. on the list.
What?
Luke P. You don't know who Luke P. is?
I can't understand. I can't understand what you're saying.
Luke P. from Hannah B.'s season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I don't know. You know I don't know that.
Yeah, well,
why would you say it? Why would you say it in shorthand? Why would you use shorthand with me on that? You know I don't know The Bachelorette.
He goes by Luke P. on the show.
But you just said, I want to put Luke P. on the list. And I'm like, what? I don't know who that is. Luke Perry? The late, great Luke Perry? He did not seem angry.
No, he's a good one.
So Luke P. is someone from The Bachelorette.
Yes. I didn't know you weren't a member of Bachelor Nation. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You know, you might have gotten a little bit of a heads up on that I wasn't. I've done 9,000 hours of this show, and I've never mentioned The Bachelor or Bachelorette once.
Oh, really?
I just talked for 45 minutes about Crisley Knows Best. But
how
I never mentioned The Bachelor.
Know?
Didn't mention The Bachelor. Because you.
How am I supposed to know? I know you watch reality television.
Well,
now.
You know you what you, Lori.
Knows Best.
You know what you could have said? You could have said, "Are you familiar with The Bachelor?"
Okay, I screwed up.
Rather than just go, Luke P.
Well, he's a very angry guy. You got to trust me on this.
All right, I'll trust you on this. Why is Luke P. angry?
I don't even know if he knows why he's angry. He just is.
Well, give me an example of some anger that he's displayed on the show.
Well, like, they were playing rugby, and I get that rugby is, like, supposed to be a violent sport, but mm-hmm. like he really just took this one guy down, and that wasn't okay.
It wasn't okay because I know a friend of mine named Ross, and he was actually engaged to this British woman, and she's British, and rugby is a big deal for people in England, and he tried to play rugby just to show her he could hang with the, you know, with kind of her crowd, and he really got clobbered on the rugby pitch.
Yeah, I guess that happened, but like.
He had a hard time, and they were engaged, and then they did get married, and unfortunately, it did not work.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It did not work
out. Was it because he wasn't good at rugby?
No. Oddly enough, it was a very strange thing. He was getting, it was at the wedding, he was doing the vows, and he accidentally mentioned when he was doing his vows, he mentioned this other woman he was interested in instead of his fiance and soon-to-be wife's name. He said the wrong other woman. It was shocking.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really outrageous.
Wait, is this something that happened in real life?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds like something out of, you know, Bachelor Nation.
No, it's not. It was real life. Her name was Emily. His bride. But then he mentioned this woman who he had an on and off relationship with, Rachel. He said her name when he was doing the vow.
Oh, God.
And it was. And
I was more of a fan of Frasier than Friends. I'm sorry.
It was a huge thing because Rachel had not RSVP'd to go to the wedding. She just didn't want to go and see it. But then she went at the last second. And then when they were doing the vows, he said, Emily. And then everybody was like, and I even had a friend who was pregnant who couldn't travel to the wedding. She was listening over the phone.
Okay.
She was pregnant with triplets at that point. She was back in New York. Yeah, so it was an outrageous moment.
Yeah, I know this guy named Niles Crane, and he's
Well, this is Frasier. This is a TV show, Frasier. You don't know anybody. That's a character on Frasier. I don't know what shenanigans you think you're putting over on me.
this lady he's married to, Maris Crane. She doesn't seem like such a nice lady.
See, again, this is a television show. I don't know what's wrong with you right now, Lori. It's very strange. It's troubling. It's troubling. You can't tell the difference between reality and television? That's
I probably watch too much reality TV.
I think you're watching too much. You don't know where the line is anymore.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is really hard to tell sometimes. You know, those books on Southern Charm.
Sure, because he said, do the wed Rachel. And he said, Emily. I meant Emily. And then he really screwed up. He invited Rachel on the honeymoon because Emily didn't go. And then Emily showed up at the airport.
Oh, dear. That sounds like a real humdinger.
It really was. It was shocking. Shocking moment. But on the bright side, two other friends I had who were at the wedding actually had a little bit of a love connection. They were just pals, and they had a little bit of a love connection. Ended up getting married and adopting a child.
Oh, what were their names?
Chandler and Monica.
Never heard of them.
No, you wouldn't. They're my friends. Of course you'd never heard of them. Why would you know my friends?
I don't know.
I mean, she just works in a restaurant in New York, and he works in some sort of office-type work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know who that is. You wouldn't know them.
No. Is she a chef or something?
Yeah, she's a chef. She works in a restaurant.
Well, you know, I mean, there are a lot of jobs you can have in a restaurant, Tom.
Yeah, well, she's a chef. That's fair. But she is a chef. But she's not like a, she's not a celebrity chef.
Oh, okay. So she's not like an Emeril or a...
No, no. She's not like an Emeril or a Guy Fieri, you know, the
is
celebrity
that pronounced
chef.
Fieri?
I wouldn't know. I'm not friends with him. I don't know how you say his name.
Yeah, it's pronounced Fieri, okay. A Fieri head.
Yes, let's,
you
let's,
know that.
By all means, let's show him the respect he deserves. That master chef with his jars of donkey sauce.
There's a band coming to play in my town.
Uh-huh, called Donkey Sauce.
And there's an ad promoting them and on Facebook, and it just started, and you could see Guy Fieri's face, and he was saying that this is the best band he's ever heard. So, you know, I got to buy tickets, I guess.
Yeah, and he's heard so many great bands. Smash Mouth, 311, right? Lit.
Oh, are those the other bands he's endorsed?
Yeah, Lit, Smash Mouth, 311.
Wow, he has really great taste in music.
He really does. I could. Could you imagine the music they pumped into his restaurant?
Mm.
You're sitting there trying to tell the server you need extra donkey sauce, and you can't.
I feel like he should.
You're trying to talk over My Own Worst Enemy is playing too loudly.
You should curate a music festival or something.
Well, that would be awesome. I would go to that. If he did Fire Fest, if he did Fieri Fest.
Oh, and he did the food too. Oh my god!
Because doesn't Fieri mean fire? Does it?
I don't know.
Please,
I don't speak
if
Italian.
That means if that means fire, I have the greatest. This is the business opportunity I've been waiting my whole life for. Please tell me that Fieri means fire, because I'm just going to organize Fire Fest, but it'll be Fieri Fest.
Do you want me to Google Translate or something?
You'd think Mike would have done it by now. Apparently he's too busy calculating the money he's going to make in 3 minutes when this dumb song comes out.
Yeah, I congratulated him on
No, don't
his,
congratulate him yet. Don't congratulate my flop.
Single dropping
the song
tonight.
My flop. I don't think it's going to flop. I think this one's going to blow up.
Oh, Fieri. I'm trying
me.
To
Oh, please tell
translate
me.
This. It doesn't think it's any language.
Oh.
I don't think it means anything.
Then you could have been trapped on an island with Guy Fieri, right? Crud.
Sorry.
Well, you know who's not going to like this? You know who's not going to like this is my friend Joey.
Yeah, apparently it's Fuoco.
Okay.
Fuoco? Well,
I should have asked my Italian friend Joey. He would have known that.
Yeah.
He's
What's
pretty
his
good.
Last name?
Sorry?
What's his last name?
Oh, Tribbiani. He's an actor. You probably might have seen him on Days of Our Lives.
I think I saw him in a commercial or something.
Oh, he did a Japanese commercial. Yeah. He did a Japanese commercial for men's lipstick.
For blue lipstick,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. For men's lipstick. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that.
He's been not working as much as he was when his agent died. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like a real bummer.
Yeah, it was.
Mm.
Still. So anyway, I'm going to stop doing this. I need to really stop doing this. But I appreciate your call, Lori. You're always top notch.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You have a great one. Bye.
You have a...
What? I have a what? Best show, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Yes?
Yes, what are you... You called me, dude.
Oh, is this Tom?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, I was on hold. I wasn't sure if you were going to...
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm glad you answered.
I'm glad
hey,
I did, too.
I've got some names for the list.
Who do you have?
Well... Before I mention my names, I'm not sure if they were named before, if there's any guidelines.
Well, let's just try it. Let's try it and see.
Let's try them out. Let me start with, you were talking about comedians before. I've got Sam Kinison on there.
No.
Not angry enough?
No.
All right. Next one. And you also mentioned politicians. I don't know if this is going to count, but Alex Jones?
Nah.
Not angry enough?
Nah.
Okay.
Who else you got?
How about an athlete? How about Ron Artest?
Nah, I don't think he's angry. I think he's a little wacky. I'm not going to say he's angry, though. I love him, too. Okay. He's great.
Okay.
He's a...
I thought he was. I mean, anyone that's going to... Anyway.
I love him. How about
another athlete? Captain Lou.
From wrestling?
Captain Lou Albano.
It's too performative.
Okay.
Too performative.
How about musicians?
Who do you got?
I've got one of the Gallagher brothers.
We already have Liam Gallagher on the list.
Liam was the angry one?
Yep.
All right. And lastly, one of my favorites, Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show.
No, I'm not putting him on.
He was pretty... He's...
Goodbye. Beetlejuice. He didn't seem angry.
With my older sister, Mary, my older brother, Robert, my younger brother, David.
Now, this record comes out.
My youngest
record.
Brother, Matthew.
This comes out on apmike.bandcamp.com. No more calls, Mike. I'll take these final two, but that's it. This comes out in a matter of moments.
My parents,
for people.
Mary,
is it available now?
And our first dog, Butch. We lived a short distance from St. Veronica.
And Mike wants me to play like a horn sound through it so nobody gets a truly satisfying version of it.
My parents had the good sense, or more likely, the lack of finances to enroll us in its school.
So what sound do you want me to play through it, Mike?
Said our prayers and attended catechism on Tuesday nights, which infuriated us because it meant missing happy
days. What's
that? A very popular television show at the time. Then a peculiar thing happened.
What?
The people I prayed for every night.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Oh, no.
A young boy.
Wait, what's going on?
Struck by a...
What is... Oh, my God. That's the most upsetting thing I've ever heard. That's Martine just making that sound. I got to climb out the window. I got to get out of here. I feel trapped. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is John from Wichita.
John from Wichita. What's up, John?
Well, I was hoping I could get your advice.
What do you need advice on, John?
I'd like to train to become a better caller, but my only ideas are listening to the archives and calling into other shows that don't matter as much for practice.
Like, what would be a show you'd call into that doesn't matter as much?
Oh, I don't know. Any other radio show, since yours is my favorite?
That's sweet of you to say.
It's true.
Well, let's run this now. You want to be a better caller, John.
Yes.
Have you had an unsuccessful call prior to this?
Well, I called once. I was pretty nervous, but okay. Wasn't that bad.
It didn't go badly, but you really want to make your mark.
Oh, yeah.
You want to pop.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the name John ain't cutting it.
Oh, you think so?
It's too flat.
John
from, just think about it. John from Wichita. I'm half writing you off already. I'm half asleep. I hear John from Wichita.
Okay.
You got to give some.
What do you think? It'd have a little more pizzazz.
Your name's now going to be Vape, okay?
It's Bait?
Vape, V-A-P-E,
oh,
right?
Whoa. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I feel a little cooler already.
Okay. You're Vape from Touchdown City, okay?
Is that a real city?
No.
Okay.
But I'm gonna, and then I'll say, "Where's Touchdown City?" And you're gonna go, "Ah, it's in." And you say, "Ah, it's in Wichita. It's in Kansas."
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your name is Vape now. Vape from Touchdown City.
Vape from Touchdown City.
Already more. Don't you feel more energetic now than
yeah,
John
I feel
from
it.
Wichita? Give me a little toot in the voice too. That, not to say you're talking to me like you're like I'm calling a funeral home, asking for prices, asking for casket prices.
Hey, this is Faith from Touchdown City.
Give me more of a Nicholson impression. Give me a little. Hey, it's Vape from Touchdown City.
Well, you just did it. Now mine would look bad.
No, nobody's going to know mine. This is a coaching session.
Oh, right. Okay. Hey, this is Vape from Touchdown. Oh, man, I can't do that.
No, you had it. Where's the confidence?
An accident.
If you have the confidence, Vape, hold on to the confidence and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Hey, it's Vape from Touchdown City. That's what you got to say.
Hey, this is Vape from Touchdown City.
I like that. What's up, Vape?
Oh, I didn't actually have anything else besides that.
Well, we got a good start. Vape, I'm going to say this. You call back another time. At least we got an intro. I sign off on this intro now. The next time you call as Vape from Touchdown City. Okay?
Hey, will do.
I want to start doing this with all the callers. We just fixed the show, Mike. I'm going to just reboot all the callers. No one's going to be the same anymore. This is the best thing that ever happened to the show. I'm going to rename everybody.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
Vape, I will catch you on the flip side. Thanks, buddy. Oh my goodness. Caller makeovers. Across the board, I'm remaking all of them. Just think about that, though. That guy, John from Wichita. Hey, it's John from Wichita. Perfectly nice. Seems like a nice guy. Who'd you rather hear? John from Wichita or Vape from Touchdown City? I heard Vape from Touchdown City. I'm redoing all the callers. Everyone's getting a reboot. Well, this is the greatest gift that's ever happened on The Best Show. Reboot. Entire reboot. To celebrate it, I'm going to play in its entirety for the first and last time on the show. AP Mike live on Broadway. You sure you don't want me to play some sounds in this, Mike, to make sure people can't bootleg it? I mean, I could put just some drips underneath it. Just this, Mike. Right? What's that? Okay, what if it's just like... Okay, not the drips then. What about this, if this just runs under it? Just think of this. Just check this out, Mike. Tell me what you think of this.
City, New Jersey.
Best Show back next week. Buy Mike's song, apmike.bandcamp.com.
Family moved from Bayonne to Howell, where I grew up. In case you don't have a map handy, Howell is just south of Freehold, a town made famous by one of New Jersey's favorite sons, Bruce Springsteen. Characters in the song Born to Run were facing south when they were sprung from those cages out on Highway 9. The first town they would have hit would have been Howell. What would those crazy kids have found at the start of their exciting new journey? Strip malls, pizza joints, and adult bookstores. That's what Howell was known for at the time. Not exactly an auspicious beginning for our brave young heroes. When my parents moved there in the mid-60s, we lived in a small bi-level house in a brand new suburban development. Some of my earliest memories are of sitting on the milk box on our front porch, waiting for my older siblings to return from school.
I was mad that I was still too young to attend. In old black and white photos from this period, I looked like one of those sullen, shabbily dressed Depression-era urchins escaping the Dust Bowl. What did I see from my tiny concrete perch? I saw our neighbors' houses, identical bi-levels or ranches, and I saw dirt, dirt everywhere. Our block was so new that there were no bushes, no grass, and no flowers. I literally grew up surrounded by dirt. I grew up on Nottingham Drive with my older sister, Mary, my older brother, Robert, my younger brother, David, and my youngest brother, Matthew. My parents, Mary Frances and Bob, and our first dog, Butch. We lived a short distance from St. Veronica's, the Catholic church we attended every Sunday. Fortunately, my parents had the good sense, or more likely, the lack of finances to enroll us in its school. But we went begrudgingly to Mass, said our prayers, and attended catechism on Tuesday nights, which infuriated us because it meant missing Happy Days, a very popular television show at the time. Then a peculiar thing happened. The people I prayed for every night began to die. Neighbors died. A young boy, one of our friends, was struck by a car while riding his bicycle and lingered in a coma for many years, almost half his life, before finally dying. Another neighbor, father of two, hit his head at work, came home, lay down on a couch, and died. A man up the block slit his throat and ran around the neighborhood until he bled out on another neighbor's picnic table. Then my grandfather died. Then my grandmother. Then my step-grandfather. Then my other grandmother. And then my brother, David, died in a car accident when he was 24. Then my mother died of leukemia. And then my brother Robert got very sick, decided at 57 that he was too sick to see a doctor, and he died. When I think about growing up in Howell, I remember how much of my childhood was spent digging holes. We dug tunnels, underground forts. And once we dug a very deep hole that we filled with water and conspired to prank a boy into jumping into. Not one of my prouder moments. I remember helping one friend dig a hole in his backyard and bury some charcoal. He had read somewhere that coal turned into diamonds over time. He died several years later when he wrecked his car in a police chase. I still think of my friend and that charcoal we buried and how he never got to dig up those diamonds. As children, our playground was a wooded area that bordered our neighborhood that we dubbed the ditch. Here, free of parental authority, we could explore endlessly. Back then, parents didn't keep their kids on a tight leash the way they have to today. It's a cliche, but as long as we were back by dinner, we were free to roam and free to play, and we roamed on our bikes to the Red Moon Pizzeria or the 7-Eleven on Route 9. But mostly, we roamed to the ditch. Down the ditch, there were streams and ponds and pickerels and frogs and tadpoles that we'd catch and keep as pets in buckets in our garages. There was a storm drain that fed into a stream at the entrance to the ditch. On a hot summer afternoon, to escape the heat, we would crawl inside the storm drain, and with our legs stretched across a thin stream of water in the cramped cement tube, call up through the grate on the street to any kids that might be passing by. "How did you get in the sewer?" some unknowing child might ask when they heard our voices from below. Who knew hiding out in a storm drain could be so much fun? My mother loved to tell a story about a birthday party I was given when I was a young boy. It was one of her signature stories about me. Since the party was being thrown in our house, I didn't feel compelled to wear shoes to the party. That was a grievous error on my part, because as soon as the other kids arrived and began running around our rec room, they began to step on my feet repeatedly, to the point where I complained to my mother that I had had enough. My mother thought it was funny because I was acting like a grumpy kid. What she missed was that this may have been the first time I expressed a recurring wish, not only to get out of my own birthday party, out of a world of pin the tail on a donkey and bruised toes, but out of it all. I wanted no part of the whole fucking shebang. But here we lived, one and all, in the shameful shadow of St. Veronica's Church, later revealed as a front for three predator priests, doing their dirty business when I still attended Mass regularly, presided over by their unmerciful God, mute and indifferent, in the hole digging, slurpee sipping, storm drain crawling, pizza eating, birthday hating, coma victim patterning, car wrecking, suicide committing, heart ripping, soul deadening, town of Howell, New Jersey. And if life's taught me anything, it's that there's always something worse up ahead. Just to remind you that you're alive.
Yeah, that's Mike on Broadway. Mike, that's really great. It's really well written and really touching. I know we joke about stuff, but that's a real beautiful story. That's real, Mike. You're very talented with I like when you do these projects, Mike, cuz you have a lot of guts. It's very, yeah, that's all. So people can get that at apmike.bandcamp.com. And that you did that with Jess Elsener.
And Pat Byrne.
And Pat Byrne helped record it. And Perry Schall did artwork. So everybody can go to apmike.bandcamp.com and get that and support. And everybody who worked on it will get something. So, yeah. Go there and get it. And thanks everybody tonight for listening. And thanks to Martine for coming down and making everything happen. You want to plug anything, Martine? What do you want to plug?
Mike?
Just say it into that mic. Yeah. Oh, Martine. Martine does all the computer stuff for this show. Thank you, Martine.
I just want to say that Mike is drunk with power. He wanted to really show it to Jason and Pat
okay.
that we need to get something good.
Okay.
So at first it was surf, and then it was turf.
Then it was turf.
And then he showed me the stuff on his phone. It was just nothing but.
Stop that! No, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
He wanted to eat a baby.
Oh,
he
Martine.
Wanted to eat a baby.
I can't handle that. Don't do that. Oh, that makes my skin crawl. That is the worst thing I've ever heard. Please.
I don't want to eat a baby.
Well, what do you want to... How can people hire you to do things?
Celisdesign.com.
Celis.
Yes.
And you're extremely talented. You've done so much work for the show. You make the show happen. I appreciate all of it.
I appreciate it. It's the best.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.